I feel like a prize asshole. No one even mentions my casserole.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
Could have said something nice about my professor role.
Here's a little story to bring a tear to your eye.
I was iPad and listen to the show.
You could do it on your iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I used to just listen to the Shoutcast stream on my phone.
Yeah.
Like back when I had a phone that actually played Shoutcast. I guess Android does, but I haven't really bothered.
So who are you, Mr. Flick?
Firkin McGurkin? Yeah, no. I just searched to see if I had like some random ass Skype account because I was too lazy to register one. But sure, I don't really remember my other ones. But sure. Let's see. I called up.
I'm adding you.
Okay, cool.
What about now?
Friend request. Look at your handsome devil picture. Look at you.
Oh, you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Oh, dude, that's Skunkworks.
Ah, is that Skunkworks?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what Skunkworks looked like when I met him.
We're Skunkworks.
Wait, did you ever take his sunglasses off?
No.
Oh, okay.
So that's the picture.
Skunkworks.
That's funny. If you're rocking a picture of Skunkworks, that's funniest.
No, I was hoping Brad would be like, "Oh no,
Skunkworks." Yeah. Oh no, I'm still looking for Justin Bieber tweets.
He looks like that pose is what I would imagine Skunkworks to pose like.
Well, didn't you see my pictures from DEF CON with him?
No, I've always wanted to see them.
I don't remember seeing those. Like I've heard about them, but I never saw them.
Oh, give us the link, bitch.
I gotta open shit up now.
I love that.
Evie, you should hit the keys harder.
Oh, is it? Is it really bad?
Yeah.
I feel like hacking or
shit.
Hacking the Gibson.
If you're on speaker, hacks of course first. It's gonna be bad.
I'm not on speakerphone. I have my headphones on this time.
You're just really furiously chatting it up.
I don't believe you. We're back on the air, by the way.
Oh.
I like the air.
Hi, air.
We were just looking at Skunkworks pictures, air.
If someone could figure out the Justin Bieber phone number, the tweet that he made, I'm looking on Google Images now. It's got to be on there somewhere.
Wasn't it like a cesspool trying to weed through his tweets, though?
I haven't actually been to his Twitter account, because I'm sure the tweet is gone at this point.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Oh, maybe I found it. Maybe not. I really would like to call every possible number from his new thing. Oh no, what was that? Oh, Evie muted. I thought the whole call died.
Yeah, right.
It's scary when you get that.
She's
deep
got just
silence.
Fans of computers just going.
She's got like 12 fans pointed at her right now. It's really hot in her room.
Evie.
No, whatever happened? My case fan is just really loud.
Damn it, Evie.
I fucked it up.
You mess up everything, yeah. Evie.
I know.
You need to go. When are you going to do another live show together, Evie and Brad? It's always funny when you guys do the live shows together because you both just are like super drunk or whatever.
Every time Evie's over, I'm just completely out of it and nothing.
Yeah,
nothing good happens.
There's me, it, me, RTH, and Skunkworks.
That looks. He looks like he's from the Matrix. I love it.
I'm going to it right now. My computer is going really slow.
I love you, Matt Hillick. You look so awesome in all your pictures.
I can't believe I missed that. I was there, and I somehow didn't get to see Skunkworks.
I think you were, like, leaving at that time.
Yeah, we left Sunday around noon.
Your shirt, fuck you, something.
I'm from Texas.
Fuck you, we're from Texas.
It's such an accurate depiction of Texans.
I love it.
There. Here's me, you and Murdoch, Brad Carter.
Oh, and you guys French kissed too.
Yeah. Twice.
Oh yeah, I just sent this picture of me and you and Murdoch to Spessa. Like a couple days ago. Awesome, that exact same picture.
Like me and him couldn't wear any gayer colored shirt.
Brad looks so uncomfortable next to you guys.
It's weird when I'm like the least gay looking person in a picture.
Yeah.
Good backpack.
Brad, you look like the uncomfortable chaperone with the two like.
Why is my backpack falling off?
Yeah, the backpack looks nice.
How did that happen?
I love this picture. Saving it.
So if someone would like to call in or get on Skype and do phonelosers.org and give me Justin Bieber's tweet that he made.
Yeah, 214 something, right?
I don't know. I haven't actually.
Yeah, that's what I see. Houston area code. Wonder what exchange. Let's see. It's funny how like everybody's just censored it.
Yeah, if I knew what it was, I'd post it somewhere. I mean, if I cared about Justin Bieber's problems. Why can't Perez Hilton be more like me?
Ooh. All right.
Brad.
Hi.
Why are you wearing a Walmart name badge in that picture?
Am I? Where? Hold on.
It looks like it.
Yeah, he ended up giving that to me. I have.
I forgot to take it off before I went to DEF CON because I'd just gotten off work.
Yeah?
Yep.
I have it. That's what I have it right now. I love it.
Why don't we see it then, Matt?
Yeah, Matt.
Okay. Oh, good. Maybe when I get my next beer, I'll put it on. I don't know.
Skunkworks. Oh, Skunkworks.
But that's Skunkworks. But it was so funny because he was doing a talk about Bitcoin and trying to be real serious, and all these kids were on his dick. And I was like, talk about dissolving bodies, you fucking.
I wish I was there for that.
You're trying to get kicked out like you got kicked out of Nauticon.
I did not get kicked out. Samantha did, and the fucking Packy Broad did.
Packy Broad. Who's the Packy Broad?
Pakistani Broad.
Yeah, wait, how the hell can you get kicked out of Nauticon?
They carried these bitches out. It was during Rogue Clowns.
Yeah, like, you guys were assholes to Rogue Clown, and I think she was pissed about it.
Why were you assholes to her?
I wasn't. It was these two drunk girls. Like, I stayed in the fucking thing. But they, like, literally, like, picked them up and carried them out.
Yeah.
But they carried who out? Samantha?
Samantha and the fucking Packy Bro.
That's awesome.
So did everyone see the Prometheus extended trailer?
It looks awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
I haven't seen any of them.
It's so good.
I don't even know what Prometheus is.
What?
Huh? What?
You're giving what? Me dumb talk, really?
This is a boring after show.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'm just gonna add everyone.
Yay!
Let it degrade.
Legend likes it.
Yeah, I'm looking for that Bieber number.
I like it.
You found it,
but. Well, I saw some video interview, you know, with the grandma. I mean, it would have been sweet if it was like, remember that, you know, one guy that, the lawyer guy that kept getting calls from Google? Like, it would have been awesome if they just showed, you know, her number in the news report.
Oh, yeah, that would have been.
Yeah, but,
He's already removed his...
I want Grouchy Old Man's number again.
Why won't it let me start my cam in here? Whatever.
Probably because you have it open in Penny Chat. So it's getting confused. Yeah, thanks, Herbal. Alright, we should call someone.
Yeah. Let's order bacons.
Okay.
For Herbal.
Oh, Trevor. Is he on?
I bet they'll answer.
Herbal bacon.
I found it.
You found it.
Would not answer.
Would you find Herbal?
It's in the chat.
We did not format it properly.
But that's Michigan, though.
That's, I know.
That's going to be the one from the previous Justin Bieber story.
Oh.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is...
Let's call Verizon Wireless and get the new number. Because that one actually is Justin Bieber's, right? Or is that somebody else?
I guess he did this before. I'll post the forum post.
This is the second time he's done some of the phone number thing. That's what I would do.
I just found the article with a copy of the tweet, but they blocked out the number.
Ah, bastards.
It was apparently somebody that he was irritated with, and what he did was tweet their phone number.
But he left the last
his. No, he actually tweeted the whole thing, the whole correct format.
Like a year ago?
It's
Or is this the one a week?
No, this is the one that just happened.
Okay.
So there's one family in that area code that's been getting like thousands of calls.
Oh, wait. That's the 248 number.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was watching CNN today, and it announced that a Chinese company could no longer build a fiber optic network in Australia because of its ties to the PLA. I'm like, I like stopped that track for like 10 seconds.
You are RBCP.
That would be
well. That
because
was,
of the I gotta go back issue.
That would have been a better story if it was really.
I just thought it was just awesome thinking somehow you just fucked with the Australian network.
Let's fuck with jealous. See, guys, I have to go meet the People's Liberation Army and Patty Hearst. So.
Is that patch?
So we should make like calls or something maybe.
I'm hitting open book right now, man. Find some numbers.
What's up, cool, Rob?
What's going on there, Matt?
See, I'm here drinking coffee from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. So.
What the hell?
Hi.
Yeah. See, I've only been drinking in the morning, like one big cup.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Are you trying to stay awake?
Both of you shut the fuck up.
No, it doesn't keep me awake.
All of you shut the fuck up.
Coffee doesn't seem to keep me awake.
Coffee enema.
Your face keeps me awake.
Coffee enema. That will keep me up.
Coffee enema.
Homewinners.com version 2.0 or something.
I think we just got connected to a chat line or something.
Yeah.
Homewinners.com 2.0.
Homewinners.com.
Ron. what are we calling this 801 number?
Yeah, this is an open book. His name's Dustin.
Hey, this is Dustin. Leave me your name and number.
What is that? He just like trailed off. Leave me your name and number, little dude.
Number.
Guess what's awesome? Canadian internet.
I bet. He's been through 12 phones in the last 2 months.
Damn.
I'm kind of thinking maybe he's exaggerating, perhaps.
He
sounds like one of the adults. Dangles. Kelly Butt.
Dang old honey pot.
Dustin, you've been through right in front of me. You've been through 12 phones in the last 2 months. I think you're full of shit. You're full of shit, Dustin.
See, I've been in and out of jail. What you talking about?
I think he's swimming in an outhouse.
Tabachi, what's this? Like, people that live in apartments? Are there the actual apartments? Are apartments going to be open in Colorado?
Nice.
At 11:30 at night.
Flats.
God damn it.
I re-listened to the apartment calls from like the PLA pack. Brilliant stuff, man.
Aw. Those were a lot of fun. Me and Roxy did most of those. I've got some more apartment numbers people have sent me. I need to call them up and say some crazy
stuff.
Hi, this is John. I'm with the Longmont Apartments.
The Longmont what?
Apartments, stupid. I'm calling from the, the office. And, you're evicted. So, get your things and go home. Go home.
Really?
Go home right now. Go home.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I suggest you get off the phone before I call 911.
Oh, crap.
Your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
Tabachi, what is this? I don't know what to do. I don't know what these are.
To send this message now, press pound.
It's urgent! Can we tell someone we filled their apartment with cat litter?
Yeah, we're like, I live in the apartment above you. My 92-gallon fish tank just broke.
I stole all the copper wire. I've done that before, but... And the sand.
What, you've done it for real?
My cat died between our ducting.
Something to do with hoarders.
Please leave your message for 3038.
Crap fell on me. Please come rescue me.
I wonder if we're calling...
Can you bring me some toilet paper? I'm out.
Just break the door down. It's an emergency.
We should somehow have these guys all fight each other, meet in the hall and punch it out.
Well, that's what you do at Motel. You do that at Motel 6.
Yeah. Because they're on edge.
Yeah, we should
a lot of cocaine.
We should call the motel from the new story. Hi, I'm your next door neighbor. My 52-gallon fish tank just broke. Have you noticed any water coming through the wall?
I think you got the wrong number.
No.
Yes, you're calling. This is my cell phone. You're calling, and I live in a house. So.
I know, but it was a really big fish tank, and I think the water went across the yard, and it's probably leaking through your wall at this point. Could you go check? I'm the one to the right of your house.
Who is this?
Doug.
Huh?
Doug.
Yeah, Doug doesn't live to the right of my house.
I'm sorry, what? What's that?
Can you smell the bong from your house? We want to know if the cops are going to come over.
Nice.
We don't need any trouble, okay?
You can stop by, bro.
I just don't want any trouble, okay? He's gone.
That's trouble.
Well, that didn't work out too good.
God,
I think it went
so
perfectly. He answered the phone.
Oh, look, Tabachi posted Cool Rob's number. Let's call that.
No, it's number 4 Cool Rob. It's a angry black woman, he said.
That racist. He said she was black. It shouldn't matter.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Who is this?
This is Cool Rob, man. What you doing there, sweetie pie?
I'm looking for you.
I'm looking for a good time there, sweetie pie, man. You know how to do the milkshake dance, right?
I have no idea who this is.
This Cool Rob, man. Shit. What you talking about?
What is my name?
Your name is Lakeisha.
We heard that milkshake brings all the girls to the yard.
Do what?
Over Andy's spot.
He heard us.
Your name Lakeisha or something like that. I know that for
real.
No,
it's not.
I know for a fact it is. What you talking about?
Here we are.
Does your milkshake bring all the boys to the air? Well,
I just want to hook up with you, sister.
Guys, yo, guys, shut up.
I got jungle fever, man. I want to hook up with you. Gonna let me hook up with you? I got some major jungle fever, man.
It's the gayest call you guys have ever given me.
He wants to play Cave Explorer.
I bet.
Where'd the bitch go? Goddamn.
Shoo.
LOLs.
It's still porn.
That was hilarious.
Congratulations, you have a baby boy. LOL, it's just a stillborn.
Giggle.
At LOLJK. I still like, while I was running the troll, RBCP had a friend that said something about a baby, and he's like, oh, congratulations. It turned out it was a stillborn. He's like, oh, shit.
No, yeah.
I said, so just say LOLJK. It'll make it all better.
That was actually a PLA person I did that to.
Oh, shit.
Oops. I sent her a private message and apologized.
Why? It was funny.
To me, not to her. Who's doing that? Chelsea, go away.
Chelsea
sucks.
She was in a tit for it.
Chelsea, you're only allowed to do that when we're... It's just us.
Fucking Nick's Tenfort. He's been in there with the Nintendo games like crazy lately on YouTube.
Did you see what I posted on one of his videos?
No.
Like, I cried for Nick when he showed us the controllers and the Player 2 one was still wrapped.
Yeah.
It's like forever alone.
Aww. Man.
Forever alone.
He does that shit so, like, he does it so nice. Like, he ought to be on, like, Home Shopping Channel.
You are not authorized to call this number by your account holder.
I like that.
What did it say? I'm not allowed to call it without a PIN number?
No, by your account provider. They have certain people have blocked Skype.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Why is Craigslist under maintenance? That's not fair. Did you steal this because it's better than your car stereo? And the handicap sticker?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, no, I'm just hanging out. What are you up to?
I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, I want you to say my name.
Talk some more.
Say my name.
I can't. Talk
Why?
Some more. Keep talking.
You can't remember me?
I'm sure I do.
I'm sure you do, too. You remember that? Huh? Say my name, bitch!
Well, for crying out loud, you gotta give me more to go on. I have no memory.
Yeah, it's because you drink too much.
Plus you're dumb.
I don't drink too much.
Get out of the bottle, Hobag.
No.
Yes.
No.
Same thing.
I'm gonna have to ask you, have you been smoking the weed tonight?
No, actually, I haven't.
It certainly sounds it. How about meth?
Nope.
Bath salts?
Come on, damn it. Who is this?
Oh, you know who I am, girl.
What kind of drugs are you on, ma'am?
We're calling from the neighborhood watch.
Yeah, right.
We've had reports of loud disturbances coming from your household.
Oh, really?
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Don't make me send Mr. Zimmerman here over there.
Are you wearing a hoodie today, ma'am?
Do you have Skittles?
Yeah. Do you have new eating Skittles?
No, no Skittles.
That's a drug she's on. She's eating Skittles.
I am not.
Oh, my. You are on the Skittles. We have you on the cameras at Walgreens buying the Skittles. We know you're on the Skittles. You are on the Skittles. You're addicted. This has to stop.
You need to tell me who this is. Because you guys have me really scared.
It's the neighborhood watch.
Are you scared?
And we're watching you.
We met at the drum circle.
You're being watched.
Did you know that Skittles are covered in crushed bugs?
Did I get it?
No.
I didn't get it.
Wait, remember I need to get my harmonica.
We're watching you.
I feel like somebody's watching me. Can't get no privacy.
You don't know me, and I don't know you, I don't think.
We sure know you.
I know. I've been through the garbage.
I said drum solo. That's better.
You gotta tell me who this is.
First, you have to tell us some news. Friend.
I can't hear both of you at the same time.
Give us some breaking
watch.
Breaking
the
news.
Neighborhood watch is your best friend, so just calm down. I got
something to do. Oh, you put my tra-la-la. Oh, do I hear bongo drums?
Who are you?
Who's this faggot?
Hey, you guys, what city was Domino's Pizza in Hawaii from Sunday night? It wasn't Honolulu. It was either a K name or an H name. I think that's every city, though.
Cacti on the wall. I don't know.
Does anybody know?
No.
Who is this?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
This is the neighborhood watch, man. Who's this?
I don't remember. I was really high.
Do I hear BB in the background?
Oh, that's
Evie?
Unusual.
Yeah, that's Evie.
You do.
It's
yeah,
her.
Yeah, this neighborhood watch, man. We got a marching band. We're walking through the streets, man.
Evie's got all her fans running.
We protect your houses with voodoo.
The fairy tales. Now we stare at the beautiful cacti. Hey, she's looking at me. Okay. What? Look, if you told me to sing Mr. Jones.
Oh, she's gone. That should give her nightmares, though.
Do I hear drums in the background?
No, really, I want to call that Domino's back.
It's in your head.
It was fucked if I know.
It wasn't Honolulu. It wasn't Oahu.
A lot of fucking. I could just make up names. Do whatever. Koala Hala.
That sounds legitimate.
Oh, come on. I'm going to try.
Domino City, Hawaii, says Marco.
There's one in Iwa Beach. There's a couple in Honolulu. There's one in Haula.
Let's call them all at once.
There's one in Kailua.
That could be it. Hold on. Let's try that one.
Kailua?
Here, I'll get you the number.
Kailua cake is actually quite delicious.
Kailua, okay.
Kailua is pretty delicious on its own. Or in coffee.
That's the one in Kailua. It's in the shopping center.
I don't know if that's
shop
the
your
one.
Center.
We need to get ready with their Domino's tracker so we can see what they ordered.
Well, I want to try and do it, even though we've already done it and it'll fail. I just want to see how pissed off they get if we try again. But I don't know if this is the same place. I'm kind of thinking it's not.
What, you're trying to get numbers from them?
Not necessarily. I just want to see them get pissed at me because they remember us.
And there's also one in Wahiawa.
I don't think it's that one. It was a K or an H.
I think it was something on Maui.
Well, we'll try until somebody gets angry.
Hula, Houulla.
Aloha. You've reached Domino's Pizza. Try our newest.
I'd love to hear the specials.
Domino's Parmesan Bread Bites. Available.
You're
this
special.
Call may be recorded. We'll be right with you to take your order.
May it be.
Be sure to visit our new store by the University.
Domino's Pizza, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Carl from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having problems with your computer there tonight?
Do we have a problem with what?
With your computer? It seems like none of the orders are coming through here on our end at the corporate office.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give you to the manager.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you would probably know better than the manager, because if you're the one using the computer, like, have you had orders?
We're not having any issues with the computer.
Do you know what time your last order was?
Our last order was a cheesy bread, two lava cakes, and a large pizza.
I mean, what time was, or was it, or if you just give me the phone number, I could put that in the computer and see if that comes up on our end.
Hi, who's speaking?
Hi, this is Carl. I'm with the corporate office with Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
Oh, she didn't tell you what was going on. It seems like there's computer...
And how can I help you?
There's computer issues, apparently, and we haven't been getting the orders here at the corporate office.
Look, man, do you think we're stupid?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Do you think we don't know what we're doing?
I do not think you know what you're doing.
I think your face is stupid.
From our corporate office...
I'm sorry, what? I couldn't hear you over the bongo drums.
Look, man, it's not happening, all right? It's not happening. I'm not giving out customer information.
It happened last night.
All night long.
Sorry, man. Try another store.
Juju
hey, dude, can I order a Hawaiian pizza?
Can you recommend one to call, like, that are stupider than you?
All night long.
All night.
All night long. Little Richie. face.
That could have
Which
been.
Which video was it that the blind girl made the Lionel Richie head bust?
that must have been the one because they got pretty pissed off.
Call him back again and again and again and again.
Should I just do the same thing?
Yeah, he likes you. I can tell.
He's sweet on you.
I think.
Ask him out.
He'll take you out for pizza. Yeah.
Ask him out. Ask him to take you out for dinner. You want pizza?
You want to go out for a Hawaiian pizza?
You should call him back and I'll talk.
Okay, here goes.
Yeah, say you're the corporate.
Say you're the corporate office.
Aloha, you've reached Domino's Pizza. Try our new...
Let's say get the pineapples locally for their Hawaiian maybe. Pizza.
Recorded. We'll be right with
Where
you
Where are the
to
biggest
Howleys
alive?
Be sure to visit our new store by the University of...
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. How can I help you?
Hi there, this is Deborah with the corporate office. I was just calling to see about a prank call that you just received.
Okay, well.
Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was a guy who called and asked for customer information, stating that we had computer issues. I guess it wasn't going, he was claiming that it wasn't going to the office.
Right, right, yeah. You had that yesterday, correct?
I was not here when that happened yesterday,
okay.
So I can't tell you.
Well, I believe it's the same perpetrator, and what I want to ask you to do is to all we need you to do is that there's a code word that we've gotten from our lawyers. When someone calls again saying that they're, you know, obviously not with the corporate office, but you know it's. They're asking for customer information. All you need to say is cactus, okay? And then that should end everything.
Say ketchup?
Cactus.
Oh, okay.
Did you get the correct word? Cactus?
Cactus?
Yes.
Like cactus as in that's very cactus?
As in that's very cactus.
Cactus. As in the- okay, there we go. Yeah,
right,
the plant.
Right.
All right, sorry.
The plant, yeah, with the needles.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, from our lawyer, we've gotten the information. All we need to do is say the code word cactus, and they'll leave you guys alone. They know who we are. They know that we're under investigation. And you should just make sure that you inform all of your employees of the same information that I've told you. Were you the one that received the phone call today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Serena.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Serena, for your time. And I'm going to hand you over to my supervisor for just one moment, and he's going to confirm some information with you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Serena. This is the supervisor. It's besides this issue, we're also having some computer problems, and the orders aren't coming through. Do you have the phone number from the last order that you took there?
We are not allowed to give out.
No, it's okay. I'm in the corporate office.
Good job. You did the correct thing.
But she didn't say cactus, so she's fired.
Oh, right. Shit.
Karina, you're fired.
You're fired. You got to go home.
Go home.
Serena.
Really?
Yep, really. Go home. Go home. Just set the phone down and go home. You pick up
this
your
paycheck. Speaking, how may I help you?
Sir, I'm calling from the corporate office. We need you to fire Karina.
You need what?
We need you to fire Karina. Here, let me put my supervisor on. Just a minute.
Now, hello.
Hi.
This is the supervisor.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Karina.
And your last name?
Selena.
Your last name?
It's Karina Selena, sir.
Can you spell that, please?
KarinaSLeina.
Okay, and how can I help you?
I need you to fire your employee there.
No, it's not happening.
Oh, no. We went through some steps. We went through a trial run where we pretended to be a pink prank caller. And since our difficulties yesterday, we need to go ahead and fire this individual because she did not act correctly.
No, it's not happening. I'm not firing my CSR. You don't make those decisions. I do.
I actually do, and you need to listen to me. All right, fuckwad. I'm going to come down there and tell you myself.
It? Okay,
sorry,
I'm
Dick
at
Lips,
store
you're
18013.
Oh, I know where you are.
Okay, then come down here.
It's just too bad that you don't know where I am.
Ann Arbor, if you're corporate office, right?
No, I call from the corporate office, but I am actually going to be walking in 3 minutes.
Okay, cool. See you soon.
All right.
he outsmarted us.
Oh, no.
Wow. Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I used to actually have the phone number somewhere for the Hawaii district office for Domino's. But it's on some piece of paper somewhere.
I wonder if that new university store is open.
Oh, shut up, Matt.
Hey, I want to call this Best Western Hotel in Leland, North Carolina. They're the ones who got, their sprinklers went off from PrankNet.
Ooh.
Let's try and get them to set off their sprinklers.
No.
And throw all the furniture out the window.
I'm just kidding.
Let's break shit.
Think of the Best Western at Westgate Plus. It's James. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office with Best Western.
Hey.
Hi. Were you working on the night that we had the incident with the sprinklers there?
I was not. That would be Jean, and I actually traded shifts with her tonight.
Oh, I see. Do you have a phone number for her, like maybe a home number? Because we were supposed to call her and ask her some questions.
I believe I have her number on hand because the paper that normally has all of our phone numbers is just got messed up.
Oh, I see.
Is there any way I could jot down your number and I can leave her a message because I believe she's working tomorrow night about this time?
Oh, sure. Well, do you have the manager's phone number? I could call him up and get it from him.
Let me see if I can find that. I can patch you through to her voicemail.
Well, it'd be better if we had, maybe the home phone number.
I don't have that on me.
Okay. What was the song you were singing just a minute ago?
Oh, it's the TB.
This one?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, listen, we're having a problem with the sprinklers, and we're going to need you to take a stapler and smack the sprinkler really hard, because we need to make sure it works. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's a joke. do you have any phone numbers you can give me that you wouldn't normally give a normal person that's not from the corporate office?
No.
There's no reason for you to be suspicious.
I don't have any on me.
Do you have some kind of, internal corporate phone numbers? like written down there for any reason? Anything that's
no, sir.
Like, is there anything on the counter? Any memos? Anything that like you wouldn't normally let a customer see that you could just give to me? Because it's okay, I'm in the corporate office.
No, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna have to give you my supervisor. It's Tombstone. Tombstone, here, I'm putting you on the phone with Tombstone.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
I just want to say that Hillick is a very good Christian tonight. And I noticed that he's been like, no, don't set off sprinklers. No, don't do this.
He's been doing that a lot lately, actually.
Hillick is a good role model for the People's Liberation Army. And, fist bump. Good job, Hillick. Good night.
Sir, we require you to sing the song from The Price is Right in order to keep your job.
Okay, ready, set, go. He's gone.
I'm sorry, I had to ask.
That would have been great if he's like, yeah, that was the one I was singing just now.
It sounded like it from the beginning.
Yeah, he's like, dip, 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 dip. Oh, shit.
I like how you had it at the ready.
I hope they don't trace us now. I'm like, ah, this is the guys that did it.
Blame.
We've got them now.
How long have you had this phone number?
You can tell they were slow, though. You know?
How long have I had...
It didn't happen to them before. He would have done it again.
How long have I had what, Evie?
How long have you had this phone number?
My Skype number?
Yeah.
Oh, like, since the phone show began and before that.
How many times have you been arrested?
Three years now. But the number doesn't come up on caller ID. It comes up as, fake California
randomness. Randomness.
He's in jail right now.
How many times have I been arrested?
What? No, I mean from this number.
Oh, no, nobody ever knows the number. But people with cable home phones, they can see phonelosers.org on their caller ID.
So neat.
That's always awkward.
Say what?
Yeah,
in my old building I lived in, when I called their thing, it came up anonymous Hillock 666.
Nice.
Evie, did you draw the cactus? The cat?
Oh, yeah.
The
cat-cus. People in the chat last show were asking me to show my pussy, and so I drew them a cat face.
Oh.
And when I want to do illicit substances and not be on camera, I face the camera towards that picture.
Ah, I see.
It's a cat.
Yes. It's a cat-cus.
A cat-cus.
Wait, it's a cat. A cat-tus. Cacticus.
It looks like it has a cactus for a tongue.
Tabachi still awake. Hi, Tabachi.
Yay. He's going to have to drink so much coffee.
Hi, Tabachi.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Evie.
Wake up!
Tabachi.
Go to sleep, Tabachi.
I'm all awake.
I gotta go grab another beer. I'll be right back.
Man, that hotel guy would have given me, what was her
name?
Gina's number, if he had it. Or Jean, whatever her name was.
Apparently my video's working, but I can't see it.
I know. It should be a challenge tonight to call up a place, such as a motel or a 7-Eleven, and get them to give us the phone number of another employee.
Okay.
That should be our goal.
I like goals.
Yes.
Let's go.
That's usually easy to do, especially with an AM/PM. They're really dumb. I get them to do that all the time. All
right. I'm going to see if AM/PMs exist in North Carolina.
Who's up first?
They don't. There's AM/PM bail bonds.
No, we don't want to fuck with bail bond boys.
Why not? Are they scary?
Can we call dog?
Too close.
Okay, Fresno, California, AM, they exist?
They're in the Midwest.
AM/PMs? I've never seen an AM/PM in the Midwest. I've only seen them in Oregon and California.
Really?
They have them in the Midwest?
I was the night Mr. Spess and I got him to take the sink off the wall. That was one in Missouri or something.
when I was very young, there were AMPMs here.
You and your destruction calls, Trevor.
It wasn't destruction. Nothing got broken. He properly removed it.
Evie, did you hear about that?
He had tools in his truck. He volunteered to do it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and the people in their rooms at those hotels, they volunteered to set off the sprinklers.
Hey, now we didn't do any property destruction.
I know. I agree with you. It was very professional the way he removed that sink from the wall. Evie, did you say no? You didn't hear about that one?
You saw the pictures.
No. God, Brad, turn yourself off in tiny chat.
What?
You're still speaking in tiny chat.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, my elbow was resting on the button. Sorry.
Sure.
Your button.
Yeah, AMPMs in Washington, Oregon, California, and Nevada. Oh, Arizona also.
See, Matt? See?
What?
There's none in the Midwest.
Well, I was saying, like, when I was young, I remember them.
Maybe it was a different AMPM, like a different company or something.
Yeah, it was more grocery store.
Like an AMPM Quickie Mart.
Yeah, I thought it was
a Quickie Mart. No, it was more like...
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. I was... who's the guy that usually works there? I'm calling from the corporate office with AMPM. I thought he would be there tonight.
Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Corporate office?
What?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who's the girl that's usually there working around this time? I'm calling from the corporate office. And we were supposed to talk to her about some issues.
No, she'll be here in the morning. Did Lexia call you?
Yeah. Well, do you have her phone number? Because we really need to reach her.
Okay, what is this about?
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office. It's kind of a personal matter that she had called us about, and we needed to speak with her about it immediately. God, Evie, you're typing loud. Do you have her number?
Can I have your number? So I can,
yeah, it's 559.
What's that?
559.
Uh-huh.
268.
268?
3214.
3214?
Yeah.
That's a corporate office number?
Yeah, well, that's the local district office.
Okay, let me call her and she'll call you back.
She'll call me back. Well, do you have her number? Because I don't know if I can even be reached at this number. Do you have her number there?
No, tell her I'm not sure, so we are not supposed to give her a number out. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, to mere mortals, but I'm in the corporate office.
Right, I understand that. What is your name?
It's Kevin this time.
Kevin?
Yep.
Okay, she'll call you right now.
Okay.
Everybody, bye.
Yeah, I like how you threw that in there.
Okay, so I lose the game. Someone else should play this time. Here's another Arco game.
Anyone
taking
it?
All right, you do it.
Yeah, they'll believe a girl.
They always believe women.
Yep.
Dirty fucking cunts.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dishonest, rude.
Lying is awesome.
AMPM, how can I help you?
Oh, hi there. This is Deborah from the corporate office. Who's the gentleman that normally works there?
I didn't hear what she said. What happened?
This is Deborah from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering who the gentleman is that normally works at this time.
Well, it's different. We don't have, like, set schedules here.
Oh, I understand. Well, maybe you can cross-reference some names with me?
We have Isla, we have Corey.
Corey, yes. That's who I need to speak with. Could you put me on the line with him?
He's not here tonight.
Oh, well, this is a very important matter, and I need to speak to him immediately. Do you happen to have his home phone number or cell phone number?
I can't give out that information.
Oh, I understand, and I normally would never ask this of any employee of the AMPM, but I am with the corporate office, and you can write my name down. My name is Deborah.
Okay, give me... Deborah, can I, like, call him and have him call you?
Well, you see, I can't do that, and I can't tell you why, but I can tell you that he has done something that is not okay, and I need to be able to get in touch with him directly. My last name is Days.
Is what?
Days. D-A-Y-S.
Oh, Days?
Days. And I'm the assistant secretary here at the corporate office, and very well known. You can reference this at any time, but I do need to ask you tonight for his home phone number.
Give me a second. Hold on.
All right.
Maybe if you get the other employee that's there, he'll do it. Or she.
Okay.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
Fuck you, I'm pranking.
Carl's Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to give you his number. I don't want to get in trouble behind this.
I definitely assure you.
Huh?
I was saying that I definitely assure you that you're not going to get in trouble. I can give you my badge number. And
I mean, you can tell me all that, but I'm not sure. So I would just have to tell you, you can call back and try to see if you can reach him here. Because, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do it. I can't give out personal information.
Ma'am, I'm actually with the corporate office, and you passed the test. You win. You win the prize. You're going to get a $5 per hour raise on your paycheck for not giving out personal information, and a Medal of Honor. Congratulations, ma'am.
For the Wii, though. You get it for the Wii.
Excuse me?
Have a nice day, ma'am. You win the prize. You win the prize. You get the pay raise and a medal for not giving out customer employee information.
Are you being serious?
You win.
Like, totally.
She's gone.
I thought you meant Medal of Honor, the video game.
Oh, that's an awesome prize.
You were very persistent, Evie, and I thought you sounded very realistic. I think a lot of people would have fallen for you.
Yeah.
I've fallen for her.
I mean, fallen for her ruse.
Oh. I've already fallen for you, Dark Stranger.
Aww. Oh,
I'm coming over to your awesome bed.
She's coming. She's coming on your bed, I think, is what she said.
Barbie,
well, you'll
you
have to put the cat
Carl's
picture
Jr.
up first.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Have you ever called Carl's Jr. and played those Carl's Jr. sound effects for them?
No, we've never really pranked Carl's
Jr.
too much.
Please do that.
Except when me and Evie were in Carl's Jr. and RTH started pranking us in there, like pranking the employees and fucking with us.
Oh, that was great.
That's fun. I believe I spoke to you then.
Start hearing screaming coming from the back.
It would be fun to do more on-the-scene pranks. People are.
Yeah, I'd really like to get some video and stuff. What's another?
Like I said, there's a payphone here that still rings, which would be awesome to call sometime.
Give me
it's not that one outside of that goddamn hotel, is it?
It's on Cthulhu Island.
We tried calling that.
Like, all they do is, like, slap away tentacles and fish people.
It's outside of McDonald's, so I
think. Yeah, you could call the Las Vegas airport.
Yeah. Some very
simple jokes. There.
Okay, whose turn is it next to do to reach our goal of getting an employee's phone number?
I could probably get the manager's phone number.
Okay, anything. Any phone number of another employee is the goal. This
all
is
right. Can you give me an AM/PM in California?
Yes. Here's one in Sacramento.
Grab a power cord and mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I've been muted this whole time.
Yay, you win Medal of Honor.
You weren't the whole time, because... You,
for the
you,
Wii.
You laughed when I did the Carl's Jr. thing.
Yeah.
I remember you. All
right. So I'll be right back.
Quit lying to us, Matt.
Tell me lies.
Hugs and kisses.
Oh, you can't see me, Kush.
Lies, lies, lies.
What do you stone?
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with?
It's Jeff.
It's who? Doug? Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm really concerned. My son was in there. He's underage. Somebody sold him alcohol. I'm going to need to talk to your manager. Do you have his number so I can give him a call?
The manager is not here, you know.
Well, then, can I get the manager's number and name so I can give him a call?
It's the same number, and you got to call tomorrow after 7.
No, I don't have time. He's drunk. He's puking everywhere. It's a mess. I need to talk to your manager now.
I don't have any access to the manager at nighttime. You know, I just have the phone number.
I'm going to need the manager. Listen, Dothead, I'm going to need the manager's number.
That's what I told you. That's the same number, but manager is not here. You got to call him.
Then give me his cell number. He's got a cell phone, right?
I don't have cell phone.
Look, I mean... You got to have some way of getting a hold of the manager at night. I know you do.
No, I don't have the cell number.
Well, I'm going to need it.
I don't have the cell number. Sorry about that.
Well, what about his home landline?
I don't have any access to the manager, you know.
Well, was it you that sold it?
I only one number, the store number right now. So, nothing else. I can give you...
Well, is there somebody there...
Sorry?
Is there somebody there that knows what they're doing?
Sorry about that.
Is there somebody there that knows what they're doing?
You can just report it. I can report it down, and I can tell my manager early in the morning.
Then I'm going to send the cops over there, and I'm going to come over there. I'm going to beat your ass because I think it was you who did it.
Come on.
That's okay. You can call the cops.
Good.
You can call the cops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can report it to my manager if you want me to report it.
I want
tell
you
me what
to
time
get me
what
this
what
help.
Time was there, what was the cashier's name, and what else, you know. So I
want
the format.
You to
I can report it.
I want you to give me his number so I can talk to him.
I don't have number. Sorry about that.
You're a liar. God, that usually always works.
Yeah, station public.
But I yelled at the beginning of your call because I'm a bad person.
Who's next?
I need to continue adding.
God, who's making all the insane noises in the background?
I think it's not
I blame
Brad.
You.
It's not.
The gain.
I muted when I was making noise.
Sure.
I keep seeing you speaking when you shouldn't be.
We've got our eye on you, not Brad. Matt, do you want to try?
And keep it on me.
What's up? What am I doing?
Do you want to try?
Sure.
I think you should shave that weird little bit of hair right now.
AMPM. Sacramento again.
Right here?
Yeah, that.
And what am I doing?
Give it to me.
Getting a phone number.
I'm getting an employee's phone number.
It's a little bit down here, too.
Marco AMPM, this is Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm well, how are you, sir?
Over at corporate. We're having some problems with the coolers. Like, our computers aren't reacting right to... I'm sure you guys got everything cool, but it's saying it's 70 degrees in the cooler. I'm sure that's not correct. So if we could just get the manager's number and give them a call and get them.
I think you would have that, sir. I don't believe you're corporate.
Dun dun dun.
Sorry, you don't win the Medal of Honor.
Matt doesn't win the Medal of Honor. AMPM, you win this time. But you be watching out next time. Cause we're gonna.
How does AMPM do that every time?
I'm really impressed. Like, AMPM is very security conscious.
Yes.
What's another city in California that's not Fresno and not Sacramento?
Maybe they watch a whole lot of...
San Diego.
They watch a whole lot of, like, HackerCon things on YouTube.
Yeah, while
they're
working.
Call something like South Carolina or something.
Well, it's late.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah, but still, they're open all the time.
Okay, what's in Tennessee? 7-Elevens?
A.M. and P.M.
No. We gotta do. We have to do hotels.
Hotels to get info to get a name because that's our goal. Okay, I'm gonna do Motel 6 in.
No, Motel 6 is probably not gonna be your one.
Call the stupid hotel I was at and ask for Roy McBacon again at the bar.
Motels are on the motels are on the alert right now. What do you want us to call, Dark Stranger?
That girl was so confused. I'll get the number again. That girl was so confused.
I bet the same lady's working. I'll find it.
On Dark Stranger's birthday, I called the hotel she was at and at.
Oh.
I bet she'll remember.
And I had to speak with Roy McBacon immediately, and
okay,
after I explained Roy McBacon was a girl, she was like, what?
Dark Stranger, have you tried yet? You haven't tried this tonight yet, right?
Oh my god, I don't work, I'm out of it, but I'll try.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay, it's an AMPM again, and you are getting an employee's or a manager's number.
Oh god. Okay. Why not?
This is Anaheim.
You can do it.
Sure.
Promise a 50 cent raise.
Offer sex.
No.
Not you, Evie.
Cargo and PM.
Hi, is the manager there?
No, she's not until the morning.
Oh, is there any way I can get her number? It's important. This is corporate office, actually. It's a bit of an emergency. I really appreciate it.
The one that I have here is 714?
What, 7?
714?
714
658
7472 7472 Thank you very much, sir. You've been
Wait.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, you ding. Win the prize.
Holy shit.
Yay.
You can have a free coffee on us for free.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
free.
You get a raise, sir.
Rock on. Eat one of the pink snow cones, put a maraschino cherry on it, and think it's a titty.
Dark Stranger's the winner.
Wow, somebody believed me. I sound like I'm out of it.
Okay,
yay.
Oh,
what a
we,
dumbass.
Okay, what should we say to the manager that we're calling right now? Do you want to talk, Dark
Stranger? You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 7-1-4-6-5-8-4-7-2. At the top. Sorry, to set up your mailbox, you must call from your Sprint phone.
Oh. Hey, and PM people are so security conscious.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 7.
Well, that sucks.
See, I guess you did it before.
What's that?
So that's where the bar is. I just asked for the bar. Trevor!
Should we try another one? Because I really want
to. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, we have numbers. Okay, I'll call this.
He knows what he's doing.
Ask for the bar, and isn't it like 2 or 3 in the morning there?
Oh, yeah, shit, they won't be open. Fuck. Oh, well. I didn't realize what time it is. Oh,
I'll just talk to the front desk.
Battery Hotel Robbins Reading.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hi. Yes, hi. You're very quiet.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yes, I'm looking for a guest that's staying there.
Okay, what's the name of the guest?
The name of the guest is Roy McBacon. It's urgent I get a hold of her. My name's Roy McRoyerson. I'm her cousin.
How do you spell the last name?
McBacon. It's very important. Grandma McBacon is dead. Hello?
I don't have a listing for her here.
She should be there. She said she was staying there. She was getting the whole weekend, you know, hot tub in the room treatment. And I also need to let her know that the cactus has hatched. Can you repeat that message back to me?
The cactus has hatched.
Correct. Now, can you write that down and save her the message? I'll see if I can try her cell phone again to have her come back down. Just to, or like text her or something. But, you know, if she comes down, she should check her messages in the morning. She's like really anal about that. So just have a message waiting there for Roy McBacon that says the cactus has hatched and Grandma McBacon is dead. Leave it at the bar. The bartender will know what to do with it.
Okay, sure thing.
All right, can you confirm you did that? Because it's very important.
Yep, I have it written down here.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
God, that ended up being boring.
Yeah, I have no sense of time, apparently.
Until the bartender and looks at it and says, what the fuck?
Goddamn Dark Stranger.
God, I know, seriously. Everybody say, goddamn Dark Stranger.
Damn Dark Stranger. What the fuck are you doing over there?
I can't understand you. Come on,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
I know, you said a normal Jesus Christ earlier, and I was Jesus Christ.
Okay, bitch. Cool Rob, are you there?
Cool Rob is here.
To the plan.
Okay, here's AMPM, get a manager number.
Well, wait, I'm not paying attention to what's been going on, though. So.
Get a manager number.
Okay, well,
get a manager's number or an employee's number.
All right.
Okay, all right, here goes. AMPM.
We'll see if we can get two tonight.
This is what you get for being a narcoleptic.
Hi, yes, sir. This is Roy Gerbell calling from the corporate office. We're seeing some issues with your freezer there, and I need to get the phone number to your manager.
Manager is here right now, man.
The manager's there right now?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I need the phone number, sir.
I don't know, man. Can you tell me what problem?
Dude, you barely speak English, man. I can't understand what half of what you're saying, man. I need your manager's phone number.
I'm waiting for the store, man.
What you say? I need your manager's phone number.
You don't have his number, man. The manager. Phone number.
Give me the manager's phone number, dude.
You don't have it, sir.
I'm calling from the corporate office. Don't be giving me a problem, dude. I will have your job. Now, just give me the manager's phone number. Why are you being so difficult?
714.
714.
781.
Wait, 714.
781.
All right.
2991.
2991. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful evening.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up, sir. Oh. Good job. You win the prize.
Good job.
Yay. Cool, Rob. Fucking
we
rock.
Need a new prize.
For all else fails, just yell at the employees.
he really used his accent to help.
Guy was eating that right up.
Oh, shit.
Cool, Rob gives them fuckers hell.
Dude, it just comes from experience, man. Sometimes you gotta...
A new job. Shit. You're used to yelling at people and getting what you want. Hey. You will obey! As long as you get, like, what you want in the end.
Arco offices.
Can't take your call now.
Oh, Jesus.
That ain't no damn
Arco
man.
Offices.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's...
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Here, I'm gonna...
Hey, Brad. Brad, did you see those pictures those cats made last night? Tamagotchi and fucking, what the other cat that made the KKK fucking...
cacti radio and the obey the cactus and the clan hood and put on my Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I saw those.
Wait.
Arco offices?
Can't take your call.
Oh, that's too bad. Those are the things that we made on Rob's show one night. Like, those were actually on the page for a few hours, late at night.
Has anyone heard from RTH recently?
The last I heard from him was a couple weeks before he was planning on his comeback. He said he was working on a project. I haven't heard from him since.
I heard from him last week, and he was saying he really misses all of this and wants to get back into his show. But, you know, he's busy with work, apparently. He's full of shit like Roxy. He's like, oh, I work. Apparently 20 hours a day he works, so he can't do a show.
Well, he's too busy yelling at his girlfriend.
Yeah, but Roxy's like, I'm going to do a show.
People that work, God, what's their problem?
I know, Jesus. Quit your fucking job.
I can understand the work, but it's when they work and they have their relationship. The relationship is cutting out the damn PLA time, man. That's what the problem is. Yep. I tell you.
We need to start fucking with RTH's girlfriend.
What? Brilliant. Break everybody up. Yes.
Absolutely brilliant.
Let's start.
Sure, should be fairly easy. She seems to need instructions to make toast.
Hey, let's start calling his girlfriend at her high school and fucking with her.
Oh,
LOL.
I could do that.
Get everyone broken up.
Everyone got quiet. That joke didn't work.
Sex toys.
What's a city in Tennessee that's not Nashville?
Knoxville. Memphis. Knoxville is very huge.
Oh, but there's no 7-Elevens. Let me try Circle K.
I don't know anything about America. I learn American geography through
You live on Cthulhu Island.
Seriously, I learned the majority of my American geography.
I figured she have keeps, good understanding.
She
of
keeps
it by
saying
now.
She keeps saying geography.
Yeah, that's.
It's just gray stone with tentacles like wrapped around it.
You have too many states. You should blow a few up or something.
Well, terrorist. We could get rid of Canada, the 51st state.
You should just give us Alaska.
Yeah. We should let Texas break off and be its own country, and I'm gonna move there.
Oh, shit. Did you ever see the world politics on Wonder Showzen?
Yeah, that was great.
I wanted to watch the rest of those on movie night. We never got around to it.
It's Legend's turn.
I'm rewatching them.
Legend, this is a Motel 6. Do you want to get employee?
Hotel in Polly's Island, South Carolina.
Legend,
reservations or hotel information.
Legend, are you there?
The operator.
Legend.
Oh, it's got an automated thing we can call rooms to.
Yes, sweet.
Yeah, we'll do that next. I can't believe any motel in the country is still using automated stuff.
Yeah, we'll get a woman to masturbate. All kinds of crazy.
It's so convenient. So what if we lose $100,000 in one night?
Thank you for calling Motel 6. This is Mike. How can I help you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing this morning?
Good.
I need to find out. Yeah, 213.
Excuse me?
Room 213 or 13 or something, 113 or...
I don't have a 213, a 113, any 13.
Why, is it a forbidden number?
Sir?
You don't have a room 13?
No, I sure don't.
Oh, is that a super...
What motel are you calling?
I'm calling the Motel 6.
In Polly's Island?
Yeah.
Give me a last name of who you're looking for, and I'll see you.
Maybe I had the number wrong. Maybe it's 214 or 212.
Well, now I have those, but give me your last name.
I don't know. Occupant. 212 or 214.
Nobody's in those rooms.
Nobody's in those rooms?
Sir?
215?
I don't have 211? A 215. 211? You're going to have to. You're going to have to give me your last name.
Well, wait a minute. What rooms are people in?
I'm not going to tell you what rooms people are in. Give me your last name, and I'll try transferring.
Okay. Do you have a Mr. or Mrs. Smith?
I do not.
How about Mr. and Mrs. Falcon? Joshua Falcon?
I do not.
Jones.
Jones?
I do have somebody registered.
Okay. Connect me with them.
Sir, may I ask, I mean, I've never had a call like this where you don't know what room you're calling for and you throw out different names at me.
Well, that's Mr. Jones. I've been trying to tell you this for 5 minutes.
It's actually... Just a second.
Okay. Hello, are you still there? Where'd you go?
Finished. Or press any key for further options.
What happened?
Press R, the 7 key, to review your message. D, the 3 key to...
Oh, did he actually transfer you to Jones?
A.
I'll call the message. I'll call back and see if we can get Jones again. Yeah, I mean, you can see.
Yeah, I think you just got so sick, we kind of transferred you there.
Thank you for choosing our hotel in Polly's Island, South Carolina. For reservations or hotel information, please dial 0. If you know the room number of the party...
221.
You are transferred to a guest.
A guest.
Yeah, it only says a name if they've set up their voicemail like idiots.
It would take time.
I'm sorry. The person you're...
You'd be surprised. A lot of people do.
There's bored sitting in their room.
Yeah, pretty much. Or if they're staying a long time.
Thank you for choosing our hotel in Polly's Island, South Carolina. Reservation
222.
You are being transferred to a guest.
I think it stops at 214.
Legend, get them to set off their sprinklers and then break their windows.
No, don't.
I love how responsible you are now, Matt.
Huh?
You're the best.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
I'm gonna like start saying racist things, and Matt's gonna be like, "Brad, stop being racist."
Nah, I'll always do that. I'll always say racist and call people facts.
I'm glad you're looking out for me, Matt. It's the best.
Information. Please dial 0. If you know the room number of the party you're trying
someone
to
dial 218.
Dial at any time during this message. If you have any questions or regarding further information, please dial 0.
I don't think there's any numbers above 214 or 114.
No, I just hung up. Hold on.
It's 114.
Thank you for choosing our hotel.
114.
Being transferred to a guest.
A guest.
I love how they say that.
Killer robots.
We ain't got no robots.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
Hey Matt, we ain't got no robots.
Shit. Oh, God damn it. God damn it. What did I just do? Damn it, damn it, damn it. I hung up on everyone. I always do this. Alright, I gotta remove people from the group until I can call the entire group back. Evie's calling me. I'm sorry, Evie. Okay, here goes. Call failed. Come on. Okay, wait. Decline, Evie. Okay, here goes. We're going to call everyone at once.
Come on!
Wow. We ain't got no robots!
God.
I'm calling everyone back. Awesome.
Hey, you want that to happen?
Rock and roll.
I love it when this happens.
You're so dumb.
Oh, God.
I could tell how drunk Brad's getting, but because he forgets to hang up on just the actual line and hangs up on everyone.
Yeah. I wonder who's more fucked up.
What's up there? What's up there, buddy? I need you to transfer me to a room number there, sir.
Sorry?
You heard
him. I need you to transfer me to room 125, sir.
I can use that's the wrong number. This is the AMPM gas station.
Listen, I'm from the corporate office. I need
to talk to someone in the bathroom.
We're all calling from the corporate office with AMPM with ARCO. We need the manager. We need your manager's phone number.
Resistance is futile.
Yep, resistance.
Oh, I don't have any manager's phone number right now.
Do you have another?
I have only store number, you know.
Who do you work with? Like, what employee did you relieve when you came in?
Sorry?
What was the employee's name that was there when you came in and he went home?
Oh, his name was Sam.
Okay, Sam, that's it. We need his phone number.
We're gonna need Sam's number.
Hello.
Hello.
So there are too many voices coming in. I can't hear
you.
Yeah,
listen
now
to all those voices. Do you have Sam's
phone?
We need Sam's phone number. Sam's phone number.
I don't have Sam's number.
Whose phone number?
Lying.
Whose phone number do you have?
You're
that's
lying,
number.
Son of a bitch.
There's a phone number. What? Whose phone number do you have?
Oh, so I don't have anybody's personal number. I just have the
May
store number
have your
right
mom's
now.
Phone
What's
number?
Your phone number?
Okay,
What's
listen.
Yours? Your cell phone. What?
There's a customer. The customer that's in there right now. We see them on the camera, and we need to do a survey with them. So put the customer on the phone, please. We need.
Actually, you know what? You are calling from some unknown number.
Yeah, we're calling from the corporate office. It comes up unknown.
Okay, I'm not supposed to give to the customer until I charge your ARCO's number or BP's number. Normally, you guys call us. It shows the BP number, you know.
The BP,
sir,
yeah.
We're calling from an 800 number, sir. It's not going to show up on your caller ID.
It's a bunch of crazy sorcery that happens with the phone system because we're calling from the corporate office.
Sorry, I can get you clearly. Too many voices coming in.
It's magic, sir. We need to talk to a customer.
Oh, it's magic.
We had a drum circle.
I have no customer right now
spells.
At the register.
Oh.
Yes, you do.
What's we'll
your
hold.
Cell phone number?
Check the bathroom.
What's your cell phone number, sir?
Brent. Hello.
Sir, what is your telephone number? What's your cell phone number?
What's your name, sir? You're being very uncooperative. We're going to have to tell Sam.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Is somebody there?
We're calling from the corporate office. We need you to give us information.
What kind of information you need, sir?
Phone numbers. Or no, we need to talk to a customer.
Can you give
customer,
us the
yes,
price
sir?
Of bacon?
We need you to
and
go.
Customer.
Like, do you have a cordless phone? Do you have a cordless phone? We need you to walk outside and find a customer. Just the first person.
Can you give me the number? I can call that number.
No, we need you to go find a customer. Go outside and get a customer.
So hold on just a moment.
Create a customer.
Hurry.
Hurry the fuck up.
Sorry?
Hurry
just pretend
the
you're
fuck.
A different
we
officer.
Said hurry, hurry, please, sir. It's
you just
important.
Pretend you're a customer.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Just do a little role play.
Do you have a
customer? Pretend you're a lady and a customer.
Like when you're alone in the shower. Just pretend you're two different people.
Do you have
Are you talking to me or somebody else?
I'm talking to you.
I want some Tang.
Sorry?
Do you have Tang?
Excuse me?
Tang.
The orange drink?
T-A-N-G. I think Neil Armstrong loves it.
Create a customer.
Putang?
From space.
Space!
Oh.
Stick some oranges down your shirt and pretend you're a woman, and then you can be the customer.
Science.
Yeah. Do you have bananas?
Science. For science.
Bananas for science?
Yeah, pretend you're a man.
With a banana.
Put a banana.
Lock the doors, turned and off the lights. There's no customers. Nobody's watching.
Can you hear me?
Sir. Oh, sorry, ma'am.
Ma'am, you're fired.
Just close the store and go home. You're fired.
You could go put a mop on your head. That's your beautiful, long, flowing hair.
Sir, I'm going to need you.
Mog needs to hurry up, man. Shit.
I'm going to need you to set up the fire suppression system so we can test it.
That way the fire department will come and they'll be the customers.
It's the red button outside.
It helps with business, sir. It's okay.
He wanted to please us so bad.
Oh, yeah, so I got that Bieber number.
Really?
You told me the words.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was looking at all the local exchanges.
Or is it recent?
Oh, it's definitely recent. Like, I don't think she changed it, but she has a voicemail message that says, you know, this is not Justin Bieber's number.
Oh, really? What's the number?
Yeah. Wait, so should I just message
everybody
it to you?
Mute.
Oh, either way, it doesn't matter.
We gotta have that.
Just drag it in.
All right. It's 214.
Don't say it over the air.
Oh, it's okay. Who cares?
Yeah, just drag it into the Skype window.
There.
Boop, boop.
Dear, dear. Bada boom, bada bing.
You should have it read. But also the thing is that he tweeted it with the last digit off, like, you know, question mark. So there could be more numbers too.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, because that means we can call every one of the numbers, like all 10.
All the numbers. Every single.
Yay.
Call all the numbers.
All your numbers belong to us.
Call them all at once.
Yeah. Call them all at once. And then hang up on all of them at once.
Yeah, wait. I don't know. You should be careful, though. She retained a lawyer.
I'm not afraid of her goddamn lawyer.
Maybe she'll record the call and trace it.
All your bases.
We're just big Justin Bieber fans, man. What you talking about?
Yeah. We'll be too busy with Bieber.
Get your screaming girl voice on.
They hired a detective. You're going to call the number and Richard Cardo's going to answer.
That'd be awesome. He'd be like, Carter, I knew it. Son of a
bitch. Are you adding all of them at the same time?
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing. I should do that.
You should, and let them speak to each other.
Wow, that would fucking be awesome.
Okay, that's
man.
What's gonna happen.
How are we gonna find the one with the answering machine?
If any of them fucking actually pick up,
all your beavers are belong to us.
Post haste, press all the numbers.
Why can't I make this last one work? Wait, what's going on? I'm doing everything wrong.
No, hold on. You're doing.
You need more alcohol.
I think more alcohol will definitely help.
Too many numbers.
Wait, are there too many numbers
in
all
of
them?
There it is. You put too many twos in.
Two, 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 two.
God, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, Southwestern Bell Exchange.
Either the number you dialed is not a working number, or must be dialed with the correct area code for seven digits.
You can make a song out of this.
It's trippy.
Hello.
Hi. What you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
All your beavers are belong to us.
Can we speak?
We're calling for Justin Bieber.
Oh my God! It's Justin.
I heard his girly voice. I heard his girly voice.
Gosh darn it. Okay, maybe
which
we should.
One worked?
Maybe we should.
224. 824.
Yeah. Well, the old lady was the one that ends in 7, I believe.
Oh, okay. Right? Well, I'm going to try.
Yeah. This is not Justin Bieber.
Okay, let me try 4 and then I'll try 7.
It's Moped.
I only got up to 7. Like, we still have to do 8, 9, and 0. 222220.
Hello?
Let me talk to Justin Bieber, please.
Pardon me?
Let me talk to Justin Bieber, goddammit. Hurry the fuck up.
You have the wrong number.
We got no robots!
It's midnight.
Right.
No, listen, ma'am. Put fucking Justin on the phone right now.
Who do you want to speak to?
And I was
Justin
like,
Bieber.
baby, no. baby.
We'd like to speak to your son.
Is
man,
it,
ma'am.
Did somebody die?
Yeah. Somebody did. Can we
yes,
please
Justin
speak
died.
To your son?
Justin died.
What the fuck was that?
I'm pretty sure. Died. I'm pretty sure that was the robot lady.
Did someone just die?
Why does she assume someone died?
That's the only time she would get a call late in the morning or late at night.
When you get to be a certain age, kids, every call is just like someone that died.
Are you calling her back? Make her say cactus.
Yes, cactus passed away for your sins.
Everybody else shut up. Let Brad do his thing.
Why me? Why do I have to do
it? Oh, I thought you were fine.
Just kidding.
Yeah, shut up, Matt.
It's fine. Everybody shut up and let Matt do his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, do your thing.
At the sound of the beat, will you please leave your message?
Hello.
I'm here. Pretty please.
Sounds so distressed.
Yeah, calling about the cactus and the dead relative. Call you back soon.
Oh, God.
Someone's dead.
SoundCloud version where it's really slowed down.
Yeah, this is the only Justin Bieber song I have. It's slowed down 800 times. It's the song.
I love that song. Yeah. Sounds like Figure Rose.
I've never heard a Justin Bieber song.
Really? No, you've heard them. You've heard them.
Only Herbal like, would love the Justin Bieber song.
Out in public. Out in public, you've heard them.
That slowed down shit is really neat.
I don't listen to Justin Bieber, trippy. But yeah. I've heard his songs. I know his music.
Yeah.
Remember
when I, like, on an old phone show, like, fucking, goddamn, Tombstone got me to sing some of it?
No.
I didn't even know what it was.
I've completely forgotten that. Thank God.
Oh, hey, Arby, you think you could get into the answering machine of the 7 number?
Well, that would be hacking, and I would never do something like that. Oh, my God, Rappy's calling us.
Ooh,
cool. Oh, my God, Rappy.
Hey, Rappy.
What's
hey,
up, buddy?
Rappy.
We're trying to call Rappy. Justin. We're trying to call Justin
Bye,
Bieber right now.
Praise the Rappy every day.
Happy New Year.
We're so hood like Justin Bieber.
So hood like Justin Bieber. I love Justin Bieber. Can we talk to him?
Well, he
call
was
an old lady back.
Yeah, we're So Rappy, Justin Bieber posted his phone number on Twitter, but he lied.
Yeah.
You know, he was just fucking with somebody. I think. So we've got all these phone numbers. We're trying to call them and see what they do.
Cool.
Thanks for wishing me to get healthy, Rappy.
Yeah.
What are you up to? We hear all the frogs or crickets or something.
The cookie frog.
It's nature. That's nature,
this
bitch.
This is not Justin Bieber's phone number.
Oh. Guys, Justin there.
Thank you.
Is Justin there, ma'am? Please. I'm his biggest fan.
His voicemail.
Oh, my God. You should record that.
Ma'am.
So hood like Justin Bieber.
Ma'am. Ma'am, we're calling for Justin Bieber. Did you hear
it? Ma'am, please.
Yeah, put Justin on the phone now.
Rappy, did you hear her message?
Oh, man.
This is not Justin Bieber.
Okay, good.
I bet it
is. Do you think it's Justin Bieber?
I'm going to try the next one.
You're not Justin Bieber?
She sounds like Justin.
Rappy's sitting in the middle of the woods right now.
Rappy.
He's in the rainforest, yo.
With hippies.
That ain't woods.
I'm in the middle of Bieber country.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of frogs going.
We need to play that Rappy song about birds and trees.
He tried to order you Domino's, but it didn't work out.
Oh, no worries.
The delivery guy was eaten by the frogs.
Yeah, we pissed off.
He yelled at us.
We pissed off some Domino's workers in Hawaii tonight.
And we used your name.
Hey, Rappy.
Oh, nice.
No, Brad.
Did you enjoy putting Rappy. Your grandfather's dentures in your mouth?
Did I enjoy what?
Did you enjoy putting your grandpa's dentures in your mouth?
That's not the right
Something
thing.
Was in my mouth.
Your grandpa's dentures.
Lots
oh,
of things
yeah,
were
of course.
In his mouth.
Yeah, that was fine. Yeah, I put them in my mouth just for lulls, and everyone had a good time.
Rappy, what else has been in your mouth?
I'd put my grandpa's in if they were still around.
Yeah. Why didn't you keep it?
I loved them.
Those videos are great.
Oh.
Your grandpa just looks at you lovingly as you slide his teeth out and into your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
A big, like, ropey cord of saliva between the two of you.
All right. I'm trying the 2224 number again.
All right. Let's hear the recording.
2224 is the woman that thinks somebody died.
Yeah, that is. 7 is the answering machine.
Yeah.
Did somebody die?
She sounds so sad.
Can I talk to her?
Yeah.
I pooped a little when she did that.
I think that's voicemail.
Damn it.
At the sound of the beep,
you should keep that number, though. Message.
Thank you. Please enter your passcode. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is not a valid passcode. Please enter your passcode. 8, 2, 2, 4.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
That's Verizon. You should have tried 0000.
I just want to try this. I want to hear this lady's machine once more because it was so funny.
I am not Justin Bieber. All right, here we go.
I just saw you on the TV and my pantaloons are all wet. I just want to thank you for the best time of life.
Not Justin Bieber's son.
Yes! Oh my god. Why is Jen not around?
We need to do that before that disappears.
So, people listening, the magic exchange for Justin Bieber is 214-348-8222-something.
Star. Just,
yeah, yeah.
And what was all the last one that you just called?
I suggest Star. Everyone... That was 822...
You're like asterisk for wild card.
That lady was 8227. And the dying lady was 8224. Those were the best ones.
Well, did you just get their names? Because they said their names in like a bunch of interviews or whatever. Not interviews, but things they had written up, so...
Now,
is this a recent tweet, or was it...
It was just this week.
Last Wednesday. Oh, nice, nice.
Did somebody die?
That lady was hilarious.
That was beautiful, man.
If she ever answers, can we play her song, Do You Ready?
Of course, she was probably like 95 years old, so the only time anybody ever does call her is when somebody's dead.
At this time.
Oh. You need to fight that nature, man. You need to fight it away.
Go punch the frogs.
Is the nature loud? I can turn it down.
You need to just punch the nature, man.
I can just punch. Yeah, I can just do it. Actually, I'll just listen to all those people on the radio, or I'll listen to Cacti Radio. I don't want to coke the frog y'all to death.
When I get mad, I punch the frog.
All right.
I think it's a recording, man. I think it's a recording now. I think it's a recording he's playing. He's probably in an efficiency apartment in Winter Park.
Yes, I am. I'm in the... Amway Arena blew up.
I know it blew up.
They just freaking exploded it, man. And I predicted it 6 months before it happened.
What, because insanity. Because of Dr. DeVento?
It's rapping Nostradamus.
No, they imploded Amway Arena. It just blew up. Because they wanted a new stadium.
Oh, that, okay.
We required the
Amway for
arena was in Grand Rapids.
No.
I don't want to cokey frog y'all guys to death. I'm just going to listen to this
radio. No, it's cool.
Radio.
Stay on.
No,
you can stay on because I'm getting ready to hang up with everyone. Fuck all this. I'm tired. It's my bedtime.
What are you talking about?
I'm so old. I have to go to bed soon.
Why do you always make me go get a power cord?
How do you have to do it so suddenly?
You fucking sneak off.
Rappy, you're making Brad tired.
Yeah.
This is not.
It's all the frog noise.
What?
Come on, Carter. Yeah, you fucking
yeah,
roll.
Yeah, Brad needs to stay up then.
Be a team player.
Rappy requests it.
I think Brad likes to be roped in.
Yeah, you're pretty roped in there, Brad.
That's my fetish.
You're pretty, Cacti Radio.
Love it.
Wow.
Super.
It's not as good as my bump.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You still haven't played mine, even though I've been requesting it all night.
Bump to the bump.
I don't know where it went.
Like you say, it sounds like a snail falling off.
Man, don't be a fag. Grow some balls. Call into the phone show. 505-796-4...
Rock and roll.
Are you happy?
Pussy. Yeah. Did you that charge him $5?
No, I just charged him nothing. He's my buddy.
Well,
that sounds like
I dig like the fucking frogs in the background wherever. Are you still in fucking Hawaii, Raffy, dude?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm in Hawaii. We got tons of little frogs around here.
They're hell yeah. Man,
rocks, smush man. Them all. Kill them.
I'll try to turn them down.
You need to make yourself.
I'm gonna listen to the rest of it online. Do more pranks and stuff. That's my suggestion. That's my request. I have a special request.
Okay.
See?
It's a deal.
Special request.
All right.
Rock on.
Hi, Rappy.
We love
Much
you.
Much love.
RBCP in a command Respect. Performance.
Poop your pants every day, Rappy.
Poop your pants every day.
Shit yourself every day. But remember to wear depends.
Shite yourself every day.
We should do a tribute to Rappy tonight.
Who would call him?
What kind of tribute?
Yeah.
I don't know. We should sing one of them songs, all of us.
Well, we'll just start calling people big bozos. I'm gonna give you a big paddle in your big bozo. Get it up, skull.
I'm the old lady lover. Your grandma's coming out of my house for supper.
I can find ads for drywall. We could ask if we can punch it or something. I don't know.
Ma'am, pick up your phone. Pick up the phone. It's important.
Pick up, you big bozo.
Listen, we know...
Somebody's dead.
No, we know Justin's there. Get Justin Bieber on the phone immediately.
Oh my God, it's Justin.
Get Justin on the phone.
Just pick up the phone.
This is bullshit, ma'am.
Pick up the phone. I'm looking for Justin. This is TMZ. We're looking to do an interview with Justin. Come on, pick up the phone.
You know
the
he's there.
Corporate office, we need Justin Bieber right now.
Or just find a kid huffing glue and just put him on the fucking goddamn phone.
There's money in it for you.
It's a money. Cash money. And
cash
and
money.
Gold Schlager enemas.
And dollar bills, y'all.
Does somebody die?
Hey, unknown caller.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
this
man.
Is somebody.
I'm sorry?
Hey, unknown phone.
Hello. What's up, voices?
Hey, baby.
Yo, man, Justin Bieber around?
I killed him and he's in my barn, man.
That's rad.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Can you post some pictures of it, man?
Picture, did it happen?
Damn, dude. It's dark and scary out there, man. He's like...
No, just go out there with a camera with a flash, man.
You're a murderer, yet you're scared of fucking darkness.
Because yeah, like hillbillies and shit,
ass,
man.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Quedan 30 segundos.
What? What's this? What's going
what?
On?
Bueno.
Okay.
Don't use the power word, bueno.
That was so scary.
Do you want to see if Joe will fix all our hole punches in the wall?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
The Walmart.
You should try to get a hold of Jeff Dunham, too. He's out there somewhere.
There's lots of handymen.
Well, I
that
think
actually
you're Jeff Dunham's
out.
Cousin, aren't you, man?
Huh?
I think you're Jeff Dunham's cousin there, buddy.
Cunham.
Five big Cummins. Fire it in your cousin's face.
You guys are crazy. I admire our childlike activities.
You admire our drunkenness. Our childlike activities like drinking a lot.
I'm kind of drunk right now myself.
Ah, good.
Rock on, buddy.
Kick it,
I got
man.
The vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Got the vodka, man. What you rushing, man? Shit.
Shoot.
I'm Czech, actually.
There we go.
Kenny Powers even fucked you up. Kenny Powers would hit you in the fucking head with the bottle of Jack Daniels and tell you, welcome to America, faggot.
Shit, yeah, right.
This one's for the kids.
Alright, well, you guys have fun now.
Alright, no, you have fun.
You have fun now.
Yeah, you have fun.
Your face is going to have fun.
Drink some moonshine there, buddy. Drink some burgundy.
Hey, when you see the lights flashing outside, say hello to us.
Sniff some paint now.
Aloha, you've reached Domino's Pizza. Try our newest bite-sized edition Domino's.
I should be looking in Hawaii, shouldn't
this I? This call may be recorded. We'll be right with you to take your order.
I want
to
know what the other options are. This call
thank
may
you for
be...
choosing. Thank Hi. You for choosing Domino's Pizza. Nicholas speaking. How may I help you?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with Domino's Pizza. Do you believe me so far?
I don't know. It depends on what your next question is.
I need all the phone numbers of all your customers.
I think not, sir. Have a good night.
No, really. I'm with
the... For the first question before the second one. Giggle!
I turned.
Fucking goddamn.
Come on up, motherfucker, back.
Sissy.
We gotta train them one store at a time because corporate's not doing shit.
Yep. Corporate should be paying us for this. Domino's should be paying us money.
Carter. That is so true, man. I guess corporate is not doing shit.
Dude, Brad, do you know you could just record these and just play them at like any like con and be like, here's how stupid people are, and just play it?
You would be famous.
That's what we're going to do at Hope.
Yeah.
Yay.
That'll be awesome.
Mind shattering.
Can I get on the stage?
Of course.
Can I piss on the stage?
Only if you dance.
I'll dance. I'll fucking all over.
There's one for you, Matthew.
Aloha. What? You've reached Domino's Pizza. Try our newest... This call may be recorded. We'll be right with you to take your order. Be sure to visit our new store by the University of Hawaii, Manoa campus at 24...
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. It's Spencer speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Spencer. This is Jay McCracken from the corporate office.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. We're having a little bit of data misalignment between our computer system and your computer system.
Yep.
Yeah. And we need to know the last 5 delivery orders that called in, sir.
I can't do that, sir. It's just...
Why can't you do it, sir?
It's against company policy.
Sir, excuse me, sir. Is it suddenly taboo?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did they just recently enforce this policy or what?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that. It's giving out customers' names. So if you want to call anybody, I can give you the manager's phone number. I can put you on the manager who's talking right now.
Well, yeah. Give me the manager's phone number. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'm going to let you talk to the GM, all right?
No, I need his phone number. Sir?
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I need his phone number.
No, don't put... I'm corporate. Don't put corporate on hold. That's a no-no. That's an instant demerit, sir.
Okay, well, you're going to have to demerit.
I'm going to discredit you.
We'll be right with you to take your orders.
fuck that guy.
Legend could have just fucking said, like, this guy said he was gonna fuck me and like all kinds of crazy shit.
No raise for you.
Raise for you, it freaks.
I think they're getting the hint in Hawaii.
We've done all of the Hawaii Domino's, so this is hopeless.
I'm sorry.
See, this one went out of business because of us.
Oh. It was because of Papa John setting fires.
I want to call someone in Reading again and make them do something terrible.
Why Reading?
Well, remember we did the.
Damn, Evie, what's all that noise?
What?
She's humping her chair. Her
chair. I was moving arm. My chair.
I hope you're enjoying yourself at least.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Jump out of there. Hello. Why is nobody calling in? Call in, fucking queers.
Robots.
All your listeners, call in. 505-796-4000.
Goddamn killer robots. I got you goddamn robots right here. All I got up in here is my goddamn animals and dogs.
And my kids.
God.
Yeah.
All my
kids. We need a new challenge.
I challenge your face.
Ooh. No. I mean, like an informational challenge.
I'm stuck to the floor. I can't help you.
I'm glued here.
Aloha. You've reached Domino's Pizza. Try our newest bite-size. This call may be recorded.
What's the new challenge?
We'll be right with you to take your order.
Evie, what's...
Be sure to visit our new store by the University of Hawaii Manoa Campus.
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. This is Ken speaking. May I help you?
Kenny, what's up, man?
Kenny? Hey, how's it going? How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I needed, I'm like with the corporate office and stuff.
What was that, sir?
I'm with the corporate office and stuff. I need to find out exactly how much cheese you're supposed to put on a medium pizza.
How much cheese goes on a medium pizza?
Yes.
5 ounces of cheese, sir.
Okay, how much cheese goes on a large pizza?
7 ounces.
Okay, now what if I wanted to out? What is the theoretical limit of how much cheese you can have on a pizza before something horrible happens?
Well, I don't know. I mean, double cheese.
Well, why can't you have quadruple cheese or whatever? You know?
Unfortunately, the pizza just doesn't bake properly if you put too much on there.
Well, what if you put the dough first and then run the cheese through it again?
Well, I can certainly try and take care of it for you. Let me get your phone number, sir, to start your order.
Okay, anyway, I'm with the corporate office, and I need the last five numbers of the deliveries that called in because they didn't show up on my computer here. See, I get a Merlin game here. I turn it on, and it doesn't show up. Yeah, sir?
Yeah, okay. Look, we got a business to run, and please stop calling our stores, okay?
But I need to
you have a good night.
Stores, sir?
I got to go. Bye-bye, sir.
Stores? Plural?
Legend is still a sir.
Legend will never stop being a sir.
Man.
Sir.
Lamers.
I can't help.
I think Hawaii's poisoned.
Yeah, Hawaii's done. We're not doing any more Hawaii ever. But let's try anyway.
I think it's poisoned. Dead. And you need to just try Papa John's instead of Domino's.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
Okay.
Only limit double cheese, man. That sucks. Two times cheese is all we do.
And then they divide by zero, and everything implodes.
I know. I was about to say that. How much, before it implodes upon itself and becomes a star? How much cheese?
Good old Papa John's.
Yeah, I ate one of your pizza and I'm in the bathroom right now. I'm having shit balls flying out my ass right now.
I need to know exactly how many grams of cheese you put on that pizza.
I've got many black holes flying out, sucking up the toilet paper.
I look like one of those fucking Play-Doh dispensers you had in school.
There's neutrinos everywhere.
How can I help you?
Hey, I got a problem. I got a major problem with your pizza, right? I had an extra large pizza with super cheese on it. and now I'm in my bathroom and I can't stop cheesing. I'm cheesing all over the place. If you get my drift, what should I do?
Okay, hold on.
Hurry the fuck up.
Bag it. That mozzarella coming out of me sideways.
Yes. It's coming out of your belly button.
Polynesian bitch.
It's leaking out everywhere. Oh, crap. I did not hang up. I didn't hang up. What just happened? I did not hang up on everyone. I didn't do this. I did not do this. I didn't do this. I didn't hang up. Oh my god. This is not my fault. What the fuck? Okay, I'm gonna try this again. I did not do this. This was not my fault. I didn't hang up. I did not click the hang up button.
Oh, no.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling from the corporate office, sir.
You're terrible. He was trying to make food.
You're the fuck star.
You're here.
42 two-piece orders. Oven baked, perfectly seasoned.
Oh, my God.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
As long as you guys are here, cool with Jesus.
Recording an error, please check the number and try your call
like
again.
Jesus.
Code 9.
Get him out of the battle. Immediately.
We didn't travel shit, motherfucker.
I swear I didn't hang up. I don't know what happened. It wasn't me this time.
Jesus,
oh,
is awesome.
Oh, God.
I didn't do it.
AMPM.
Okay. Dude, it wasn't me.
Hi, AMPM. This is John from the corporate office with ARCO. I need to talk to a customer. It's the weekly customer survey. Congratulations. Ding, ding, ding.
You're bullshitting.
I'm sorry?
We are not bullshitting, sir.
It's nice he waited around through all that shit just to say you are bullshitting and yep. Then hang out.
Yep.
Like I love it.
I love him.
I love
him.
He needs a call back.
No, thank you for calling Leo Season Y. What is your order?
I think I was disconnected a while ago. I was calling in and I'm in my bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And you were going to go get somebody. I need to find out exactly what I'm supposed to do in here.
Oh, you wanted to make an order?
No, ma'am. I already had an order, ma'am. I had an extra large super cheese pizza. Right? I need to find out how much cheese you're supposed to put on those pizzas because I need to know what to expect. You know, when it stops flying out of me. I'm in my bathroom. I've been in here for an hour and a half. And I've got mozzarella coming out of me sideways. Ma'am.
Yes?
What should I do?
Mozzarella?
Yes.
Hello? Oh,
hello?
Shit.
Mozzarella, ma'am. Mozzarella. I ate one of your pizzas earlier. You understand? Did you get that? Hello?
Yes.
Ma'am, you need to put the music buds out of your ears and listen to me. Turn the music down. Turn the music down so you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, I got a pizza from you earlier.
Okay.
It was a large extra cheese pizza. And I ate it, all of it, and now I've been in my bathroom for the last hour and a half, stuck to the porcelain throne, shooting mozzarella balls sideways off the rim of the toilet bowl. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Ma'am.
Yes.
How long should I expect this to last?
We've never had that problem with any
because I'm sick like an animal here. I'm shitting like a snail.
I'm leaving a
slime trail behind me.
I can give you my supervisor's number and he can help
Yes, give me your supervisor's number immediately.
his Diva's number? His number is 704.
What's his number?
864.
Hold on, plus one.
What's his name?
David.
David what?
What's his last name? Charles.
What's his address?
I don't have his address, but I can give you his number.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot.
864.
South yes. Carolina? Lies.
704.
South Carolina?
Yep.
Who is...
And then?
I'm sick like an animal here, and I need a number for your manager, and you're giving me a South Carolina phone number.
He is not from here, that's why.
Obviously not. That's a South Carolina phone number. That's a long
way. Okay, but that's nothing I can help.
Okay, go ahead with the number.
So you can deal with
it. Go ahead with the number then.
864.
Yes.
704.
Already got that.
Yeah.
5426.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Ilana.
Ilanu.
Ilana.
Ilano. I'm sorry, I can't get your names right. I'm just visiting here. Right, I'm supposed to be out at the beach now enjoying the music of frogs, and I'm in my bathroom listening to my voice echo off
the top. Okay, you can call him and you can deal with him.
I'm calling him right now. Hold on for a second. The miracle of three...
I'm calling David.
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the manager?
Yes.
Listen, I just got off the phone with one of your employees, Elanu, or somebody up there. I got a hot loaded pizza from your establishment earlier, and now I'm in the bathroom. I've got like molten lava coming out on my vent, if you want to call it that, and I've been stuck to the bathroom for an hour and a half.
What did you have?
I had a pizza. I had a pizza with extra cheese. And Ilanu made sure that she personally gave me your home phone number so I can call you with my problem.
What kind of pizza did you have?
I thought it was a normal extra cheese, large pizza, right, with extra cheese. And I don't know what I got. You gave me a hot load, man, because I'm here. It's like metal storm in my bathroom right now. I mean, it's like I'm shelling, you know, depleted uranium at my porcelain.
What time did you come?
That's gross.
Time. You're talking about time. How can I tell about time? I've been stuck in a tiled room for an hour and a half.
No, we need to know what time did you come and get the pizza.
Right now, I can't risk getting up to look at the receipt because I don't want to mess up my beautiful carpet.
Can you send somebody to get it?
There's nobody in the house except me, and I'm stuck in here.
We got no robots.
There's no robots here either.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I've got one of your cheese pizzas coming at me sideways.
You're talking about robots and stuff.
No, I'm not talking about robots. I'm talking about overloaded cheese coming out my ass. And I've been here, and it's not normal. It's not normal. I don't know what you put in the cheese. Maybe some extra heavy cream?
No.
Where did you get your cheese?
From...
How many days did it sit on the docks unrefrigerated?
Our cheese is in the refrigerator.
At the docks?
No, they don't ship it right away. They leave it in the refrigerator.
They leave it on the docks baking in the Hawaiian sun. Evidently, because I got a curdled batch, and I'm sitting, I'm sitting here, I'm puking sideways.
Are you high, sir?
No, I'm sitting on my porcelain throne, and I'm shitting myself unconscious here, and I'm not very happy about it. Hi.
Obviously, you're not alone. There's somebody talking in the background.
No, I've got your employee on the phone, too. I three-wayed your number as soon as she gave me your phone number. I three-wayed you. And she's still on the phone. The noise you hear is the pizza place.
Maybe she's trying to cop the treatment.
call the cops?
Why? I don't need no police. I need to know when I'm going to stop crapping.
I'm not a doctor, sir. I wouldn't know.
I'm not a doctor either, but I play one on TV.
You play one on the TV?
Damn it,
yes.
Jim.
Hang up. That's dumb.
Oh, my God.
You're dumb. That's dumb. You stupid fucking beaner.
Yeah, man. What's up?
And your name is David?
Ma'am? Make sure you call the police on us.
Just hang call up the police on me.
It's definitely illegal to have diarrhea.
Or maybe Charles.
Man, I don't. I done poop my damn. Man, my poop done poop my damn shorts, man.
I'm shitting sea monkeys here.
Man,
I don't have to spray all kinds of shit. Just get that shit cleared out when I wash that shit, man. Shit.
He's on the phone asking if I'm high.
Hello, police. Someone has diarrhea. Please send someone immediately.
I can hear the tones toning out now.
And are you high, man? Who's high, man? Ain't none of us high.
I can't believe she asked if you were high.
I think we were disconnected. We were disconnected. We need to recall that.
Thank you for calling us. This is Maddie. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. I think we were disconnected.
This is different.
Oh, okay.
I was in your place earlier, and I had a pizza, right? I ordered a large pizza with extra cheese, right? I wanted 3 times extra cheese, but they wouldn't put 3 times. They'd only put 2 times on it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm lucky they didn't put 3 times on it because I don't know where I'd be. Right now, I've been holed up in the bathroom for an hour and a half. Ma'am? Yeah, wow. I'm pooping rainbows here. Ma'am?
So, he put in... what? Can I take your name?
My name is... Brownheel. Mr. Brownheel.
Brownheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Excuse me, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm talking to my other worker, Chris.
What'd you say, though?
Huh?
What'd you say, though?
Oh, no, I'm just telling him to answer the other phone because it's ringing.
Okay. You better answer the other phone because it's ringing.
No, Kalani! Or Roxanne, can you answer the other phone?
Well, can you grab it with your other hand? Yeah. Grab it with your other hand, put it to your head. Ma'am.
No, I'm sorry. No, no, it's
put
okay.
Both phones to your head. Pick up the other phone, put it to your head. Can't you answer 2 phones at once? Ma'am, exactly how long should I expect to be in the bathroom trying to shit out your pizza?
I don't know.
It's an extra large pizza. It had double cheese on it. And I've been in the bathroom ever since I devoured the entire thing. I accidentally the whole thing. And now I'm in the bathroom. Accidentally. I've already been in the shower twice. Every time I do this, I can't wipe it off. It sticks to me like napalm. What's in your cheese?
The cheese is $6.99.
Huh? Ma'am. Ma'am, are you talking to me?
I'm still listening.
Yeah, ma'am, I know how much your cheese is because I bought one earlier. Okay, do you have that? Do you understand that?
Yes.
I purchased a cheese from your pizza place. Your pizza place. And I went back to my house and I ate said pizza. Okay, you understand? I ate the pizza. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in my wash closet. I mean, I've been in here on the pooper. I mean, it's like a conveyor belt. It's been nonstop coming out of me for an hour and a half. I mean, it's piling up here. It's so much I can't flush the toilet anymore. I mean, is this safe to plunge?
I don't know.
I fear that this might be, I mean, this room might be it. All because I'm, like, dehydrating from overdosing on your pizza. I mean, are you sure your cheese was fresh?
Yes, our cheese is fresh. You got that today. Do you know what time you came in?
Yeah, it was like, well, maybe 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a cheese, and I ate it, and I've been in here, and I don't feel good, and everything's spinning, and I've been on the toilet, and like, has any other customers complained about like serious gastrointestinal disturbances after devouring your pizzas?
No.
I mean, serious. This is worse than like downing a bottle of rubbing alcohol. I mean, I feel like I just downed a container of isopropyl alcohol, which will make you fart like a son of a bitch. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I don't think you understand the gravity of this situation.
Well, this really, I don't really know.
What's the number for your manager?
You can call back tomorrow and
she'll. No, I can't call back tomorrow. I'm on the crapper now. I need to call your manager now. What's the number?
Okay, hold on. Let me just call her up.
Oh, let me call her up.
Can't give out personal information, but I'll just call her up and then tell her, and then take your number and have her call you.
Ma'am, this is John from the corporate office with Little Caesars. I give you permission to give out the manager's number. It's okay.
Okay.
We're monitoring this call. It's okay. Go ahead and give it, because this sounds urgent.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
It's 436-5483.
Okay, what area code is that?
808.
Okay, what was the number again?
436-5483.
All right, what's your name again?
This is Maddie.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on for a second. Let me try to call your manager right now. Stay on the phone. Hey, Maddie.
Yeah.
All right. I got Maddie on the phone here, and she's on the at the pizza place. And I ordered one of your pizzas, and I'm in the bathroom, and there's all kinds of stuff, and I'm very confused. And ask Maddie what's wrong. She gave me your phone number so you can sort this out.
Okay. So what's Maddie? The problem?
Maddie, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
Okay, tell her what the problem is.
So he came and ordered a cheese pizza like 2 hours ago, and he said he's in the bathroom.
Go on, be a little bit more descriptive. I've been in the bathroom for an hour and a half. I told her this. I mean, I've got pizza flying out of me sideways. I mean, it's abnormal here. It's out of control. It's like Hoover Dam has just burst. What should I do? Again, I got to say that Natty gave me your phone number, and she said you'd help me with the situation. Ma'am?
Hold on. Hello? No,
okay. Ma'am?
Maddie?
Maddie? Did we just blue screen both of them?
Oh, someone hung up.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, what am I supposed to do?
I'm sorry. Can you try calling the director?
What's the director?
That's David. He's he's our boss, so.
What's David's number?
It's 864 704-5426.
Really? What was it? What? He's got a South Carolina number?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
That area code's in South Carolina. Yes. Why?
I don't know what the area code is, but he doesn't have an 808 number.
Uh-huh.
This is what the number he has right now. Hello?
Hey, Maddie.
Hello? Hello?
I've got the call taker on the line, ma'am. She'll explain the situation. Maddie?
Yeah.
Tell her the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I don't know. I gave him the number for David. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, you picked up, right?
What?
Manny, what happened?
He came and he said he bought a cheese pizza and he can't stop pooping in the bathroom. And he wants to know, like, does that happen often?
How long is it going to last? How long am I going to be on the toilet? And it feels like my entire... It feels like I've depleted my displacement five times. You know?
Okay. Maddie, give me David's number.
Okay, 864-704-5426.
So hang on.
Please deposit 25 cents.
Bueno?
David.
Huh? Bueno?
David. I've got Maddie and somebody on the line.
Huh?
Somebody talk to what? David. He can't hear me.
David, this is what? Maddie.
Yes?
We have a customer calling. He wants to know, like, because he bought a cheese pizza and he's in the toilet and he wants to know, like, how long more will he have to be there?
Let me call you. Bye.
Hello? Maddie?
Hello? Yeah.
What was that an answer?
I don't know. But he probably can't hear us, so he'll just probably call the... Hold on, that's probably him right now.
Oh, don't answer the phone. I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 08436548 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more.
That was fun.
Wow.
What's all that noise?
I don't know. Is that me?
I don't know. I was.
It was the
808 number. It was the original number we called.
David.
That was driving me nuts. I'm sorry. I hung up on people and then called right back.
I can't.
Here, let me try something. I can't believe you fell for that.
I'm so angry at you.
That was absolutely
amazing.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is James from the corporate office with Little Caesars.
Yes.
Were you having problems with the computer there? It seems like the orders aren't coming through. Like, we don't have the phone numbers aren't coming through. Have you had orders?
I don't know. Wait, hold on.
I'm pretty sure they'll fall for anything at this point. Oh shit.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office. Is this who I was speaking with just a minute ago?
Yeah, this is Maddie.
Oh, hi. Were you having problems with the computer there? It seems like the orders aren't coming through.
I'm sorry?
Were you having problems with the computer there? It seems like the orders are not coming through.
No. Seems fine.
Well, what time was the last order? Or do you have the phone number for it? I could see if it comes through on this end. I'll put it in the computer.
Hold on. I have my boss on the other line. He wants to know which corporate you're from.
Oh, from Little Caesars Corporate.
Detroit.
Really? Detroit?
From which state, he said?
Michigan. Whoa.
What happened?
I don't know. Do they even have computers at Little Caesars? It doesn't seem like I've ever seen any there.
I'm pretty sure they're there.
It seems like they'd have to.
You wanted the number for what?
Oh, just the customer's phone number, and I can see if it comes through on our computer on this end.
We don't have the customer's number.
Well, just on the caller ID box, then.
Call who?
In the caller ID box. Do you have caller ID?
Well, no, we don't have caller ID.
Do you have a computer there?
We have computer, but we don't have caller ID.
Oh, but you have the phone numbers of the customers, right?
No, we don't.
Well, I mean, you'd have to have their to take the orders. Their phone number should be in there. Yeah, I'm just hanging up. I can't take that background noise any longer.
Yeah. David's a busy man.
Oh, people.
Wow. We've thrown things, or Legend has thrown things into complete disarray.
With his bueno.
Bueno? He'd be bueno.
Good job, Legend. We had all three of them. That was amazing. That was so great.
They're all fucked up, man. That dude doesn't sound like a fucking boss or anything.
What's your manager's number? Oh, I can't give that out.
Dave and Maddie. I'm going to call them both back.
You're allowed to give it out.
Okay.
It's okay. We're the corporate office.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Maddie? Hello, Maddie. Can you hear us?
Maddie?
Cactus.
Hello?
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please,
hello.
Try your call again later. Goodbye. Bye.
Maddie, can you hear us?
Cactus.
Huh. I thought you guys were
I'm sorry. The person
me.
You are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please, Maddie? Try your call again later. Goodbye.
Damn, that would have been so...
Hello?
Hi, Maddie.
Cactus?
Maddie, you need to tell Dave to set up his voicemail box, because it hasn't been set up yet. Do you think you can get a hold of him and find out what he would like to use as a PIN code?
Okay.
Here, I'm going to try him again. My name is Evie. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh.
Quit doubting me, you stupid bitch.
Huh?
You heard me.
Hugs and kisses. And puppy dog first.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
See?
Please try. again later. Goodbye.
That'd be so great if we could set up their voicemail.
What kind of manager is that?
I think you started your period and it's dripping all down your legs.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
You're
808. Please enter your password.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bye.
I'm sorry. That is not the correct...
why didn't I choose that password? What's wrong with him?
That's the one I use in my luggage.
You're a luggage.
Your face is a luggage.
I still remember my dad as a kid going through bike lock to pick out the easiest bike code. So it'd be like 22222.
I can't understand you, you little twit twat.
Oh, shut up.
Stupid. What? Shut up, Spessa.
I can't understand you, you little twit twat. There are too many
words.
I'm
calling you Maddie now, Matt.
There are too many words. What are words for? But no words, words, words anymore.
How do you spell Oahu?
You're asking the wrong guy here, buddy.
Let's call up Trampy and ask him, because he's probably close.
All right. Where the fuck's Rappy?
Seems like a good idea instead of using Google.
Mauahu, but that's in Indonesia.
Mau.
That can't possibly be it.
Au. Hey, fuck you, 740 guy. He keeps calling in and like yelling over pranks.
That's a guy that sounds really
Oahu. O A H U.
Oh, it's oh. Okay.
O A H U. Yeah.
Lots of vowels.
Hey, 740, eat a dick.
Wow.
Before you die, there is something.
Wait, are you the Chewbacca thing?
Yeah, he kind of sounded like Chewbacca there for a second.
Before you die.
Yeah. That's against the terms of service, right?
Probably.
I think it does go against the terms of service.
Your face goes against the terms of service.
No Chewbacca sounds.
Let's record him.
Oh. Hello?
Poopy Vance.
Is there another Little Caesars?
I would love to be hanging out at that Little Caesars tomorrow when they're all together. They're like, what the fuck was that last night?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Down. Mr. Brown Hill in the toilet.
I love that dude. Like, if he's not a manager, he's a fucking pig.
That
but I think he really is an incompetent manager.
Was that the same?
Has no idea.
Was that the same South Carolina number? The we got.
Yeah, I think so.
That was
like,
a different.
How is it? There were two South Carolina numbers.
It's the same dude.
That's pretty funny.
Bueno. Bueno.
Bueno.
Bueno.
Bueno, Maddie.
My apologies to Johnny Brennan for hacking the shit.
You know, Johnny Brennan was supposed to release a brand new prank call last weekend, and he didn't. He was going to charge us 99 cents for it.
You gotta be kidding me.
What a douchebag.
I know. After giving us that last album.
Rusty trombone. What the fuck, dude?
So one person would pay for it, and then...
Someone was bitching about it on his forums, that album.
Yeah.
And like, the webmaster came on, he's like, oh, well, that wasn't an official album, so it didn't count. But it's like...
It was his voice, so there you go.
You go to the merchandise page, and here.
There it is.
Saul's Rusty Trombone.
Trombone.
The latest Jerky Boys album, Saul's Rusty Trombone.
Boys?
God damn them.
Jerky
Boys. Yeah, how's
boy.
That Jerky Boys podcast?
Everyone hates it, but I love it.
I haven't listened to it yet, man. I think I'll probably love it.
It's good stuff. It's like, if you like the old pranks, it's cool.
Yeah.
You get to hear him talk about them. And
Yeah, I especially love the chainsaw one.
Yeah, you get background information about all the crazy pranks he used to do.
Let me check and see.
Back when he was funny.
Like I said, I recently watched the movie and didn't hate it.
Did you watch it with us on movie night?
No, I just watched it on my own.
Ah.
I was like, fucking hell. I was like, I drank with Brett Ware.
Oh, really?
Brett Ware.
Get Brett Ware.
Is Chelsea called in?
I think it's bedtime.
Chelsea? Hi, I'm Rappy McRapperson.
I spread good karma, blah blah blah. I think pizza places are closed even in Hawaii at this point.
Then we must call Guam.
No, they're 5 hours behind.
Guam?
Eastern time.
Guam. Guam is an American territory.
They're only 2 hours behind for me.
Call Guam.
You're Guam. Faggot.
I made love to a Guamish
burn.
Girl.
What a terrible
insult. I know. The fucking webcam video is all... It was all hair and hate crime.
No, thank you for calling Leo Caesar. Why, what is the order?
Hello.
Yeah, yes, I need to... I ordered pizza earlier, and I need to find out how much pizza would cost if I ordered again. You know?
What kind of pizza?
I need a pizza with cheese. And can you put mushrooms, big, thick mushrooms, the four mushrooms?
We don't have that kind of mushroom.
You don't have what kind of mushroom you've got?
The one that comes in a can.
Comes in a can? I mean, they're not fresh mushrooms?
No.
I mean, what kind of can? Who makes the mushrooms?
I have no idea.
Well, it should be on the can. Can you go look on the can?
Elena, can you see what kind of mushroom is that?
He's going to read the can.
Get her to read all the ingredients on the can.
Mushrooms.
More music.
They really let you have music at Little Caesars, apparently.
Well, they don't deliver, so yeah.
It has no dying.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
It's in to get you in and out. Like, they just blast shit to get you out of there.
They used to deliver way back, but they don't anymore.
I think
it's Monterey mushroom.
Okay, well, what's the can? What's the ingredients? Ma'am?
It's mushrooms.
I know, but it should list the ingredients on the side of the can.
You know what? I don't got time to talk.
Well, I'm not trying to talk. I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to order pizza, not pizza. I just need to find out what's in the mushrooms.
It's mushrooms.
I know, but there should be a list of ingredients.
Don't have the paper on top of the can. They ripped it off.
Why? Is there another can with the
No, we only have one can. The other can is open.
Where's the other can? We'll get the other can that's open. Does it have paper on it?
No.
Well, what's in the mushrooms?
It's just mushrooms that comes in a can.
I know, but when you open the can, is there anything other than mushrooms in the can?
What are you expecting from it? Drugs?
No.
Mushrooms.
I'm expecting water and a little bit of salt.
Yeah, water and salt and mushrooms.
Well, why didn't you say that?
Because I don't got time.
You don't have time to serve your customer?
No, because we're about to close.
But I'm ordering pizza and you're open now. And the other phone is ringing. I'm going to make your meltdown.
You need that, and you need that for delivery.
I'm gonna call her on my cell phone.
Do it.
Does it
their caller ID, the number.
See, they have caller ID. God damn it. Fucking liars.
661.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're on the other line right now.
Oh,
no. They obviously had the run, but they want to order another seat. Yeah, they had the runs and everything, but they want to order another pizza. So they're on the other line trying to order a pizza.
What the hell?
Yeah, they're on the other line right now. Oh, they're asking me what is in our mushrooms. Yeah, I told them mushrooms. What else is in the mushrooms?
I'm going to give them a ringy dingy too.
No, this don't have caller ID. That's that. I want... It doesn't trace the number. I asked them, but they don't want to give it.
Liar. Oh, they're busy.
An auto-tune.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain, but he wants me to read the whole ingredients on the mushroom, the cat.
She could have done that in, like, all this time. She's been bitching.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what he wants in a mushroom.
This is so great.
I know, that's what I told him. It's just, can you read me the whole ingredients? Like, I got time to read that. I'm trying to hurry up and close.
You're gonna make her cry,
yeah,
like.
I want to try get the number. Their number, whoever.
I love
calling.
How she says. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Okay. She's making designs on my life. Phone mob this number.
Rockin' music.
I think they're playing so punk like Avril Lavigne.
Uh-oh, she hung up. Phone mob.
Yeah,
everybody
she
call.
Just, she just hung up on me, too.
Everyone listening,
call.
She doesn't respect your
I was calling from my Google Voice number.
808-622-4005. 808-622-4005.
Hello, thank you for calling Leo Caesar.
I'm sorry, we were just connected. Ma'am? What's in the pepperoni?
Pepperoni cheese pizza.
I mean, what is a pepperoni?
Pepperonis?
I know, but how are they made? What's in the pepperoni that makes it pepperoni? What's the ingredients? Ma'am, I need to order a pizza.
When do you need it by?
I need it before you close. But I need to know if there's any pork in this pepperoni.
It's just regular pepperoni. Can I have your number, name and number, and your order, please?
Sure.
So I can put it in.
Okay. My number is area code 407-990-8364.
Mm-hmm. And your name?
MC Rection.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, ready. Okay, take the number down. 661. 38.
0.
3.
3. 0. 0. Ma'am, that's not the number I gave you.
That's the one I what?
That's not
the
number I
gave
you.
That's the number
that called
even.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am. That's the number I gave you.
They want to know what's in our pepperoni. They want to know what's in our pepperoni now. I mean, I don't understand why they want to know what kind of mushrooms and pepperonis we have when he was complaining about ordering a large cheese pizza with extra cheese. Should we just call a cop?
Or would they just... We can just call the cops and then they can trace the number because we've had this happen before.
We've had people do stuff like this to us and harass us, and we've had cops come to the store. Cops, police. So we've had, yeah.
Okay. Call them.
Quick, alert the authorities. Someone wants to know what's in a pepperoni.
Call 911. I don't give a fuck.
Yes, it's illegal to ask the ingredients of a food.
You can use them for bacon.
I'm pretty sure this is a felony. You're going down, legend.
From the underground.
Oh my god, somebody have the entire... Somebody have the entire FDA arrested for wanting people to label their food.
I will battle them.
Let's call up another what? Little Caesars and find out if it's illegal to ask what's in their food.
Yes, let's
ask the ingredients.
Have you ever listened to me when I asked for triple cheese?
Have you ever listened to Blackout's Quan Chronicles?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's good stuff.
Oh, but you should play it right now. I think you'll enjoy it.
I don't have it.
My stuff's right off.
I met you two guys.
Oh, hey, quick, really quick, Brad, have you used Google Voice on Droid?
How? What do you
mean?
Well,
like, when you go to call, it shows, like, a number up at the top. Is that the number it says you're calling from?
Oh, I've never made a phone call with Google Voice, because I have a cell phone.
Yeah. I think if it's showing up at the top when you're doing an outgoing call, I mean, I think that's, the Google Voice number you're calling from. I mean, you can just give me the exchange, and I can tell you.
I think it was like a 9-3.
That was so weird, like them like giving a, you know, play-by-play of what we're doing.
We need to have
background.
A female call in and ask.
I love that. They're always like, I'm perturbed for 30 seconds. I'm going to call the cops.
And she wouldn't give me the information. I mean, she had to call her manager.
This is fucking sissy pants fucking goddamn country.
What did we
do?
Any time you get bothered, do you think the goddamn state will help you out?
I know. What a bunch of idiots.
I don't know what number.
I'm sure it's a felony to call and ask what's in the food. Oh my god, he tried to order pizzas from us.
We're totally fucked. That's
god,
so funny.
Throw me on the hood of the car and tase me.
What?
Throw me on the hood in your car.
I don't know what number that was. Do you guys remember which one that was?
Was it 808?
Yeah,
I'm sure it was 808.
Yeah, it was 808.
I think we should give up and go to sleep.
No, load it up again.
God damn you guys.
Driving this goddamn car off the cliff.
Alright, just open another
person. Yeah,
what's this one here?
Okay, Dark Stranger's got it.
Hey, Carter, hang around for a bit.
Oh, come on.
Is that it, Dark Stranger?
I ate a piece of pound cake. And
no, it ends in 7587.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about the pizza, man. It's making me, gave me diarrhea, man.
Okay, there's nothing I can do to help you about that situation.
Well, somebody needs
to. I would appreciate it if you would stop calling our stores and harassing us.
Well, I'm going to let my brother get on the phone because he's affected by it way more than I am.
Hey
there, dear.
Well, I'm having a police officer come over here and trace this call, and you guys can deal with that, okay?
He's going to get the tracer out of the trunk.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Wait, for what?
I love that a police officer could come over with some sort of equipment.
Police officer, please come quick. Bring the tracer.
Damn, I thought I called a different number. Shit.
About the size of a 1978.
I think
the numbers both lead to the same place.
Yeah, they got several numbers.
As long as
central office, and I'm seen when texting online.
As long as we don't stay on for more than 3 minutes, we're safe.
Yeah, let's take it down hacker style. Fucking nothing. Then.
What's 617?
Massachusetts. Boston.
Yeah. Boston.
yeah, you would think if they wanted to trace the call, they would pick it up.
So that number that they read back to us, 661, that's what Skype gives a lot of people. Like if your number's not, doesn't yeah, come through, it just gives a 661 number.
Wait, is that like under like bandwidth?
Did I tell you when my ma called it back the one day? It said, like, if you're being harassed by this number, you need to call the police and shit.
You have reached is associated with a call that originated from a VoIP service provider and is not associated with any specific user. Therefore, the subscriber who originated the call cannot be reached at this number. Any information regarding the nature of this call will only be provided in accordance with a lawful request made by the appropriate law enforcement agency.
That
please report threatening or malicious activities to local law enforcement for further investigation.
Shit.
Do you think what we're doing is malicious?
I want to find that guy who made that recorder.
Not yet.
Most people end up laughing at us. Most people end up adding us on Facebook. Shit. No, that's not malicious.
That, dude, asking what's in the fucking food is so not...
Even just lying isn't illegal or malicious. I mean, sure, he said he was making him sick, but big deal.
Yeah, but no, we were asking for the ingredients on the mushroom can.
And I waved off when they offered the ambulance call. I said, no, you're leveling all kinds of charges at me. Don't
and they
do
were
that. I'm
they
fine.
Were lying. Oh, we peeled the labels off of every can in the entire store.
Yeah. Now can you tell it's not dog food?
And when I called, from my cell, I wasn't even a jerk. I was just like, yeah, I need triple cheese. I'm in a hotel. My friend might be on the line. He's in the next room over. They're like, yeah, we now click.
Really? They get upset when anybody like messes with them. And like, they just question them at all. And then they're like, we're calling the police. And they're not. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, man, what are they going to? They're probably calling the police and say, man, he was telling me to read the ingredients on the side of a mushroom can, man. Be like, what the fuck are you wasting our time for, you dumbass motherfucker?
You know, you can just get charged with a felony for calling the cops for something that isn't a fucking crime.
Yeah. I would hate to be named Roy if I lived in this state. Kind of order like, shitty Prada.
Like McDonald's Shorty 2 Chicken McNuggets, you call 911.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I came up there to the McDonald's and I tried to order some food. They didn't say they were out of food.
Doing his urban voice.
And they said, I came in there for breakfast. I came in for 11:30. I want my ham. My hot cakes and my McGriddles, and they say they don't get serving that. They serving lunch. So I'm calling 911, and I want to have somebody arrested because I can't get my McGriddles.
Flavor Flav would tell you, get up, get down. 911 is a joke.
Give that shit to me.
Somebody call an ambulance. Going, gone.
Yeah, I like the lady that parked in McDonald's drive through, and then because they wouldn't serve her breakfast, and then she ended up getting paced.
Yeah. Oh yeah, somebody threw some mace in the drive through window.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this lady, she's just some like elderly black lady or something like.
Police officers are using tasers too often anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys need to crawl a pair of nuts and learn how to take a punch. I mean, if somebody's coming at you and it's, you know, this open hand, you need to learn how to fucking fight or you're not supposed to, you don't deserve to be on the fucking street.
Well, I mean, they're already wearing a goddamn bulletproof vest, goddamn shit.
I mean, you should go out and be
Batman. Hey, Brad Kern, this is how you like the after show to go, right? Speaking poorly about law enforcement.
Hey man, Matt. Speaking poorly about
call the police out of jury duty. Hilarious.
What's up, Evie?
Oh, you can hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm troubleshooting.
Oh.
Hey, what are you troubleshooting?
I'm just kidding. I wanted to tell you that Brad is gone.
Oh, you're hosting. Are you still drinking?
So now we didn't switch.
Are you still drinking brandy?
No, I finished the bottle and I haven't had enough.
Some woman threw a cup of coffee in another person's car window.
Yeah.
They were driving by.
I saw that video of him wiping it off the fucking Shine's window.
Did I go over the line by asking what the ingredients of the mushrooms were?
I need to add that to the rules.
Oh, he could have been allergic to something.
I need to add that to the rules of Prank Calling Legend. Never, ever ask anyone what's in a can of mushrooms.
You're obviously a terrorist.
I'm pretty sure
you're calling. I'm calling DHS and filing a report against you.
Please, please do, Trevor.
God, get in line.
No, you are allergic to certain ingredients that are mixed with mushrooms. If there was
I'm allergic to water.
Phosphate in those mushrooms, that would
you
have
could
been
say,
unacceptable.
You could say you're allergic to MSG.
I'm an alien, and I can't have. And salt water is like acid to me, so I can't get around it.
So you're one of those crappy aliens and Signs.
You could just say Signs was an awesome fucking movie.
Yeah.
All right, I'm leaving. Do you want me to leave you guys on? Okay.
Give the reins to Evie.
I'm going to go too.
Give the reins to Cool Rob.
If you do that, Brad, nobody can dial.
Yeah, yep. It'll suck to be you guys. Too bad I don't care.
So mean!
Crash out too, man. I gotta work.
Fine. Yeah, so I'm gonna hang up on you guys.
I'm destroying everything.
While I finish this one beer.
Good night.
I'm out of beer.
You can hang on the call.
I learned nothing.
Yeah, fuck everything. Fuck learning.
Star Blazers.
Bye, Evie.
I need to find the new the new link to get my one amp to work with the.
Bye, everyone.
So punk rock like Avril Lavigne, leave that mosh pit sparkling. So hood like Justin Bieber, and we are real.
Hey, you can be my girlfriend and suck dick for money. My lips are tired, honey.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Yeah. And went to sleep an hour later feeling shitty. I have AIDS. Mixed with street knowledge that you learned from Justin Bieber. So back up, I need a lot of room. These fart sound effects need auto-tune. I'm a punk rock zombie, draped in Abercrombie. Selling out shows with a scheme so Ponzi. Auto-tune washing vocals in the laundry. Auto-tune wieners, Amway Arena. Auto-tune that mosh pit, it sparkles when you wash it. Hamburgers and hedgehogs, they're both so sonic. Justin Bieber, you're so hood, don't murder me. I don't wanna die today, I'll have your money by this Friday. I got a plan with the auto-tune. So back up, dude, I need a lot of room. To auto-tune everything, wash cleaner, auto-tune hepatitis, auto-tune gonorrhea, mosh pits with the cleaner sparkles, wash it, Listerine and gargle, squeeze the charcoal.
So punk rock like Avril Lavigne, leave that mosh pit sparkling, so hood like Justin Bieber,
so hood like Justin Bieber,
so punk rock like Avril Lavigne, leave that mosh pit sparkling, so hood like Justin Bieber.
Hedgehogs, they're both so sonic. An old man dies in a plane crash, it's so ironic. A little too ironic.
like I think. Hamburgers and Panthers, I like them both so pink. I sat down and sent Justin Bieber a letter, asking him if we could be best friends forever. With no reply, contemplating suicide. Spooky spirit in your ears, when you hear it, don't fear it. It's the breath of sweet, lovely death, yes. But may I please request one last caress? Cell phone camera of the ladies' dresses, followed by violence so senseless. Young and restless on the guest list, let me rub on that chest this. A confession to the J who blesses. Look up in the sky, I don't wanna die. Just a couple last caresses, that is what my last request is. Now who's gonna clean up all of the mess?
So from Brother Gasoline, leave that mosh pit sparkling. So would like Justin Bieber.
So hood like Justin Bieber.
So punk rock like Avril Lavigne. Leave that mosh pit sparkling. So hood like Justin Bieber.